Coming to you live from Central Texas, it's Let's Talk with your host, Eric Jackson. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the great conversation. And now, here's the host of Let's Talk, Eric Jackson!
How you doing, everybody? It's Shasta taking over for Mr. Eric today in the chat room. If you all want to join in on the conversation, you just call 347-838-8622. And you can also catch us in the chat room on Skype, Facebook, however you want to jump in on the conversation. But I'm going to start off the conversation today just with a couple of current events, things that interest me, things that are on my mind. I was looking at the Webster's top 10 most looked up words for 2010. That was 2012, my bad. That interests me. Those were words like democracy, globalization, marriage, bigotry. But my favorite was malarkey. I thought that word was so cool when I heard Vice President Joe Biden hit Romney and Paul Ryan with that over and over when he was discussing, you know, the terror attacks, defense spending, war. Man, he hit me with that word. I was probably one of everybody else who was researching it, too. Like, man, what's that word mean? You know, you don't want to just say stuff without knowing what it means. So, of course, I had to check that out. Also, in news, I'm looking at the Pope. He's got a Twitter. Like, I guess he wants to step his game up, too, right? Like, you know, become one with social media and everybody else. But anyhow, the Pope has a Twitter. He has more than 500,000 tweet followers in 8 different languages. You know, that was just Tuesday. He's unveiled his handle. It's at Pontifex, P-O-N-T-I-F-E-X. But they say even with 100 or 1.2 billion Roman Catholic followers, he won't be following anybody else. So he's just going to be following himself. He's going to have tweets in Spanish, English, Italian, Portuguese, German, Polish, Arabic, French, whatever you are. I'm pretty sure he's got tweets for you. And other languages will be added. What else did I see that interests me today? Definitely music. I'm a music head. I listen to everything. I saw that The Message by Grandmaster Flash and the Furious 5 top Rolling Stones magazine list of 50 most influential hip-hop songs. So I always say if you listen to music and you're a music head, you know, hip-hop is not exactly just mainstream. It's everything. Underground, it's got to be influential. Something I see myself remembering when I get older to tell my kids, like, man, that was the song. But among the list, it expanded songs like Sugar Hill Gang's 1979, Hit Rapper's Delight, which came in at number 2, and then you had Kanye West's 2004 Jesus Walks, which landed at 32. It deserved to be 32, because I don't know if I would have put it on the list at all. Personally, but one thing that I really wanted to talk about today before we got back into relationships was the whole pot marijuana epidemic and whether or not this would be Obama's next stimulus plan, like what he would do with the whole legalizing marijuana as a federal tactic, not just in the states. And just with a little research that I did, because I like to do research, I don't want to just talk out of the side of my neck. It just says that the federal government regards marijuana as a Schedule 1 substance drug, and that, like, goes along with heroin and LSD. Me, personally, I wouldn't put it in the mix with those same drugs, but that's where they put it. And, you know, they actually use it for medicinal use. So doctors are actually prescribing marijuana to AIDS patients and cancer patients, but we're putting it with LSD. I mean, I don't really understand how that makes any sense at all. But as far as legalizing, they're talking about how, you know, we've gone away with other taboos I mean, prohibition was repealed in 1933 with alcohol, and, you know, we learned how to get taxes through alcohol. Gambling was also prohibited, and that was a taboo. But, you know, now we make nearly $8 billion in revenue from gambling. So I'm just saying, I don't know what everybody else thinks, but I think we should legalize marijuana and see what kind of revenue we can get from that as well. I think that'd be interesting and useful. But go back to the conversation that we've been having all week in relationships. I saw how we were talking about, or more so focusing on how to approach a person, how to engage a relationship. I wanted to talk about when it's best to let go of a relationship, or when it's best to let go of the person that you have an interest in, and when to know when that person isn't interested in you. Like, just walk away, find somebody new, you know, I don't know, however it is that you introduce yourself to new people. Sometimes some of us talk to people online. You may have a busy schedule, so it's not easy for you to meet people in public. So however it is that you meet people, the question of today is when to know when to let go. And I feel like personally, I mean, if you've tried to talk to somebody and you always seem like the person that's calling and texting and you're trying to get in touch, but you're not really getting any effort from them. I mean, to me, it's a matter of wasting your time. Like, you know, am I wasting my time with this person? Is this even worth it? Sometimes you have to look at it like that. And then I guess it's a loneliness thing. Sometimes some of us are just so lonely. You know, you're thinking, I just want somebody to come be with me and come lay up with me. So that's why I'm willing to tolerate a person who isn't really interested in me. But I'm interested in knowing why other people would hold on. You know, what makes people hold on in relationships? I mean, what do you guys think of relationships that you've had personally that you know weren't going anywhere, nothing was working? What is it that made you hold on to it? Was it the person's look? Was it how you felt? Or is it more often the memory of what it used to be? Like, you know, we're not together anymore, but I like how it used to be when we were together. Anyhow, I got somebody calling in to conversate with me. How you doing? Who's on the line?
Oh, is this Shasta?
What's up, Joe? It's Shasta.
I had to leave yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, you went out of control.
Was I?
Oh, good God.
I'm opinionated. I have an opinion. I'm opinionated.
Well, I'm not talking about an opinion. I'm talking about how the day before, or whenever we had the show before, you recognized that men were having a hard time with gold-digging women. Right?
Yeah.
And you said that gold-digging women were making it hard for you because you wanted to show women, not just women, but you wanted to show men that there weren't just those kind of women out there. Then this guy gets on the show yesterday, and he says he was married. You didn't believe him, and he's talking like he's a player you didn't like. But then you started thinking that men were like, that the reason this guy was the way that he was, he didn't have a reason. Because he was telling you how, and I was saying how women used men, but then you were going back to how men didn't appreciate the fact that a woman didn't want to go to bed right away. And we couldn't do anything. We couldn't talk about how men can't recognize whether or not a woman is playing them or not. So we went from your realizing that there's plenty of women out there to talking about how a man should be able to tell, but how is he going to be able to tell if the majority of women are these narcissistic women? So I said, look, I got to go. Nah.
So now I'm back anyway. We were everywhere yesterday.
Yeah.
Everything was everywhere yesterday. Guys are confusing because I'm a woman. So in some instances of what you guys say, I do understand. But to say I understand the whole concept, that'd be a lie. Because you're a guy, so I don't understand everything or everywhere you're coming from. On certain instances, I might say, you know what? I agree with what you're saying. But for the whole template, I'd be a lie to be like, oh, yeah, Joe, I'm on your side. I understand what you're saying the whole way through. You know what I mean? I'm a woman. So with some of the ways that guys look at, like we've been saying, approaching a woman or looking at how serious he is, a guy will judge his seriousness with a woman by how quick he gets her in bed. We judge our seriousness with a guy by how long he wants, by how long he's willing to communicate and spend time before he even mentions the bed.
Right.
So see how different we are in view?
Well,
that's
yeah.
That's first for you. That's down the road for me.
Oh, yeah, but that's you. See, let's take a look. Let's start from the very beginning. If you say that you recognize that it's rough for men, right, because there are a lot of women, and I say the vast majority of women. Now, you have to take a look around and take a look at your girlfriends and see if you will agree with me or not. I say the vast majority of women love to be taken out, love to have the protector provided, and they love to have men in their particular male roles, okay? Mm-hmm. One of those male roles is, well, if you're interested in me, you've got to spend money on me. Men don't have a problem with that per se. We shed our lives for you. We want to protect you. We want to give to you. We want to make sure that when you're feeling bad, we coddle you. The thing is that there are plenty of women who take advantage of that. I say 95% of the women, the American-bred women in the United States, are narcissistic. They're taught, well, if I'm pretty, good-looking, a female, carry around a uterus, I'm entitled to everything. What's your money is my money. What's your time is my time. What I want, you should do.
Well, so, what about, okay, I hear that you're saying women, but I don't classify all women as that. It could just be, I say again, the type of women that you deal with. When you're meeting a woman and you are introducing yourself to her, I'm thinking there are some things that you see physically about her. I mean, if she's dressed real nice and she's got this Rolex on her arm and she got, you know what I'm saying? She's got this nice, if her whole setup is something that you know that you can't match, I would imagine she wouldn't even be the girl you would talk to. So it wouldn't matter whether or not she was a gold digger because you wouldn't even put yourself in that situation. You know what I mean? Like,
that has nothing to do with what I was saying.
It does to me because it's not all women. It's just the type of women you deal with. And me, myself, one woman, I can't make all women change. I mean, I could have a shirt on
how
that says change for Joe. I could have a shirt on that says change
like
for
that.
Joe, but.
How many women do you think fit into the category that I say they are?
It's not going to be a number I can put to it, Joe. I realize you put threes and fours to yours, but I can't put a number on it. I'm just going
to
say
you've
that
got
all,
to if you want to understand what's happening.
You can't say
I can't put a number on it. You have to either say there's 10% of women like that, 20%, 30%, 40%, because that is what we as men are dealing with. If we are dealing with the vast majority of women who are like that, then how are we supposed to know that a person falls into the minority of the women? And, let's say, for example, I'm correct, 95%. So out of every 100 women that I know meet, will meet, 95 of them have this narcissistic me complex. It doesn't matter if they're all decked out in Prada or not. They can come from any walk of life. They can be accountants. They can be teachers.
So how, okay,
let
me
nurses.
Ask you a question. So you're saying every woman that you meet has the same attitude that she's entitled to what you have?
Precisely. 95% of the women in the United States have that attitude that me, you provide for me. I don't have to provide that much for you. I'm a woman, therefore I am special. Exactly. So 95% of the women, despite the fact that they may not have gone to college, despite the fact that they might be Asian, Spanish, black, or whatever, they have that attitude. That's okay. What we've been saying.
Okay. Well, just like you made a point, I want you to realize that I made a point.
Listen.
How can I even say that I'm in the 5%? I haven't met as many women as you have, Joe, and I don't want to know what kind of meeting that you do to meet this this many women at one time that you have such a broad, you know, generalization on all women. I really don't think it's like that anymore. I think we have evolved a little bit to produce women such as myself that don't think like the others. I ain't the only one that God made. I'm sure it's another woman on earth that feels like, you know, I want to be equal with the man when I meet him. I want him to know that I can bring it just as much as he can.
Well, they all say that, but when you ask them, like that other girl who was on the line,
okay,
they all have that attitude. They all say it just like she did, but when I pinned her down, what happened? Well, no, I'd definitely be with a man for 2 years. Sure, it wouldn't matter to me if he had material assets or not. Well, if he didn't have a car? Well, no, I can't drive around this man. Well, if you knew he didn't have a car when you met him, how the hell do you expect to stay with him for 2 years? So it's bullshit.
Well, she doesn't speak for all women.
You're not accepting the 95% from me.
I can't accept your number that you're throwing out of there. Like 95% of women act like this. I can't accept that number.
Why not?
I can't, because I really don't believe that.
Well, yeah, I know you don't believe it, but why not?
All women are acting like this. You know what, Joe? Honestly, I just see that 95% of the women that you talk to come off like this.
I understand that what you're saying is that you believe that it's just the women I talk to. That means then that the other guys I talk to, the other women that you know, you just don't see it. Even though every time, let's say, a woman comes on this show or any other show, they've always been exposed as being the same.
You know what? I need some women that are different to call in. I just feel it needs to be more women.
Oh, yeah, I need
women.
That, too.
We need to hear more women and their opinion on it. Because, like I said, there are – when I meet a guy, I want him to know that I'm not trying – I think I want a guy to dig me because I don't want to be dependent on him. I want him to feel like, you know what, I'm interested in this girl because she doesn't need me. I think it's the needy part. When a man feels like a woman is already needing, then maybe it's you and you need to turn around. You know what I mean? Like, either from the women that I normally meet, it's like one or two things. Either you're going to be really needy off top, like there's things that you need because you don't have it all together, so you're waiting to meet this great guy that's going to take care of you and fill all the needs you've been missing, or you're completely independent and you don't really need him at all. And then some guys are turned off by that. By a woman who wants to pay for everything and do everything.
Oh,
no. Then he's like, I can't be a man.
No. They don't complain about, men don't complain about the strong, independent woman because it's the hypocrisy. The strong, independent woman rarely exists. Even the women who are married to celebrities, politicians, rich men.
So why aren't you dating those? So why aren't you dating those strong, independent women?
95 out of 100 are like that. Then where am I going to find them?
No, I don't run. The question
was. Well, you just
said
it yourself. Either they're strong and independent, right?
Or they're
the very needy. So if they're the very needy, who wants them? If they're the strong and independent, nobody minds except for the fact that the strong and independent woman, I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar, does not exist. She still wants a man who makes more than her. She still wants a man with more status. They have written about it. They have had surveys about it. That's the way it is, Shasta, whether you want to believe it or not. Now, we do need women to call in who are different. There will be some women who will, because I know some women who say, you know what, well, I married my childhood sweetheart or I married my high school sweetheart, and I make more money than him. Those are going to be super, super rare. And I'm going to tell you now, in the black community, that happens at about, I don't know, maybe 10 times more than it does in the white community. Because in the black community, you got 36% unemployed. So you're not going to find, you know, middle-class blacks as often as you're going to find middle-class whites. And besides which, black women have been on TV, they've been on Oprah, they've been talking about where are the eligible bachelors? And they're not talking about where are the sweet, sensitive guys. They're talking about where I want to be evenly yoked.
Well, I always say you can't be a nickel looking for a dime. So I think everybody fits with whoever's on their level. I'll say again, when you're looking for people who are outside of your league, that's when you come up with problems. If you don't have a car, maybe you should find somebody who doesn't have a car and y'all can take the bus. Instead of trying to change somebody.
You bring in a lot of concepts that haven't even been mentioned. There's nothing about buying a car okay? Because
you're often talking about the woman who's after the money, and all my whole point in what I'm saying is that not all women are after the money. And okay, while I'm saying that, I'm looking in the chat room, and A-Nab says, Shasta, with you being bisexual, do you ever run into the women that Joe is talking about? No, A-Nab, I don't run into the women that Joe is talking about. So I must know more women who don't all think the same way that Joe is saying that we do.
But how come you're not in a relationship? If you're bisexual, you should have it easy.
I don't want to be in a relationship. That's the problem. Some of us need to realize that we're not ready for a relationship.
I thought you said all the time you've been on the show you wanted a man, primarily. You wanted a relationship.
I say, when we were saying, do I want a man, the question was, would you rather be in a relationship with a man or a woman? I said a man. That didn't mean I want a man to be in a relationship with now that I'm looking to be faithful.
You want a man to recognize you for who you are, and you can't find that.
It's not that I can't find it. I'm not looking.
Wait a minute. Now, what were you complaining about all the other times you were on the show?
It's not a complaint.
Yes,
I'm
it is. You were talking about you can't find a man who sees you for who you are, who can recognize that when you do not want to go to bed with him right away, it's because it's a religious thing or a spiritual thing.
But my point is that I'm not looking. I'm not looking because I figure when he finds me, he'll find me, and it won't be something that I'm trying to make happen. That's what we're talking. I feel like that's what the show is being based upon, us trying to make relationships happen with people we don't even fit with. And a lot of it went from being materialistic, too. We talked about a lot of material things. Oh, well, she wants so much, and she wants me to buy, pay, and she doesn't want to give it up. It all turned materialistic and monetary. You know,
it turned into the fact that a man cannot distinguish. Okay, and I'm going to say it again. A man cannot distinguish between a gold digger and a woman who likes him for himself. If all women have this attitude, I'm the princess, you should pay for me. And then at the end of 3 dates or 4 dates, she says, well, you know what? We just don't have any chemistry. So men will come on the show and they will keep telling you this is what happens, but you keep denying what we're telling you. You keep
saying,
well,
I don't believe
it. Because I'm going to
say the same thing. The same thing is, it's going to be the same, Joe. That
yeah, I know. You keep denying
it. It all
you keep
depends on
it.
The type of women that you're dealing with. You're saying
you don't know how to go from step A to step B. If men are coming on the show and they're telling you, this is what's going on, Joe is right, this is what's been happening, and then you go into, well, I guess it's just the women you've been meeting. If you talk to the vast majority of men in the United States, they will tell you their dating experiences are the same.
Okay, so what you're saying, just like A-Nav, I feel you. Maybe because we're both women. But she's saying, are you saying, Joe, that men are so ignorant, I'll say it a nice way, that they can't determine a gold digger? Are you saying that you can't determine yourself as a man? The difference between all the other people that didn't work, you can't tell now, going forward, the difference between this woman who was a gold digger and this one.
Use the logic. Listen to what I'm saying instead of reinterpreting. If a man cannot, because 95% of the women are like that, then you don't have to distinguish between who's a gold digger, who's not, because 95% of them are. And those that aren't, you're not meeting them because either they're gay, bisexual, or married already. So can't you determine by the time, because the women are very good at hiding what they want because the culture allows women to be that way. And men say, well, okay, all right, no problem, I'll take you out. But after a while, after having grown up from the age of 17 to 35 or so, after having done this a few dozen times, few hundred times, then you start to realize, you know what, there's some bullshit here. So you can distinguish. If you want to get to, like, Perry Mason or start questioning shit like this, like I did when the girl was on the show, what did I do? I found out that she was a bullshitter.
Okay. I'm glad that you found out that she was. I just don't see the point that you're making, and I hear you. It just seems like you're talking over a wide range of. You're saying all women. That's just like me saying all men are dogs. 95% of the men that I meet are dogs, so that would include you too, Joe.
All you got to do is say, would you do this under these circumstances? then you find out whether or not somebody's bullshitting or not when they don't do it, which is what I did. So therefore, the opinions that people have should change in accordance to the reality that appears.
Oh, right. That's exactly what I was telling you. The same thing you just said is what I've been telling you, that it should change based on the reality.
So where's the reality? What's the reality of the guys that you're – what's your perception of guys as the reality?
Most of them just want sex.
Just want it. So in other words, no guy ever got married in his life because all he wanted was the sex. Once he had the sex, he dumped the girl. Nobody ever got married.
Well, since we're using percents, 95% of men who meet a woman don't intend on being in a relationship with her. They just want her sex.
And you know this for sure because of what?
I'm just saying this just because that's how you sound in relation to the topic that we're talking about.
No, this is your perspective.
Just like you had a perspective.
But I gave you facts. I gave you a reality talking with that woman. Other men have come on the show and described what has happened to them.
And other men have come on the show and affirmed what I just said, that 95% of them are looking to lay you down in order to determine whether or not they can be serious with you and whether or not they can see you
for
in their future. They want to lay you down first.
To find out whether or not the girl is serious or not. There are men who will go around being playboys because they figure, look, the girl, if she wants to play with me, I'm going to play with her. And they're not looking for a relationship, so they better down. And remember, too, there's something I don't know if you know about. When I've talked about this on not only this show but other shows, I've said 25% of men really can't have a relationship. Okay, they're demented. I call them the dementos. 75% of men are looking to have a relationship with a woman that they can have a mutual reciprocal relationship with. So
that's a
75%.
Low percentage. Don't you think that's a low percentage of men who want to have a relationship? So that means most of the
95% perspective you've got.
I mean, I'm just saying. So that means most of the men I meet aren't going to be looking for a relationship.
I just gave you the answer. 25% is over almost four times as many men as the number of men that you have in mind. If 25% of men can't have a relationship, that leaves 3 out of 4 men who will.
Okay, can I ask you a question? It came from the chat room. It was asked, Joe, do you represent yourself as a man with a lot of money when you're on a hunt for a woman? How do you present yourself to women? We heard your opinion.
I don't talk about money when I first meet a woman. If she wants to find out about my money very, very quickly, then I try to find out more about her attitudes. If her attitudes are, just as I've said, the narcissistic, me, I'm going to be treated like a lady, blah, 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 and what kind of drawing. I don't bother with her.
Okay, so you're meeting me, Joe. You met me.
Yeah.
We've talked a few times, and we're actually going out to dinner. This will be the first meaningful conversation that we actually have sitting across from each other. What would we conversate about? What would be of interest to you now that we've sat down? What would be an interest of you to know about me?
To know about you?
Yeah. What kind of things would you want to know about me?
Look, what do you want to talk about? What would you like to tell me about? Where do you come from? What is it that you would like to do? Where are you working? Why did you pick that particular job? Is your boss a good boss? And then you can start rolling off anything you want to, and I can sit there and listen, and I can continue the conversation.
So when you come in, do you have a nice gold watch on? Do you have on designer clothes and designer shoes?
What difference does it make if I have a gold watch or not? It doesn't matter.
The question is coming out of the chat room.
What the fuck does it matter?
So just answer the question, Joe.
Who's right, Joe?
Just answer the question.
Do I have a gold watch on?
Do you have on really nice things?
Let's say I do. Okay.
Okay, please, go ahead. So you got on all this nice stuff. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead what?
So now I'm going to assume you have a lot of money just from a woman.
So you assume I have a lot of money. All right.
Yeah. Now that I see the nice gold watch and the shoes, it's kind of like, I guess, A-Nav, are you saying in reference to, is he flaunting himself? Is that where the question's coming from?
Let's say I'm all decked out in Giorgio and Armani, right? So what? So you know I have money. What does that have to do with anything now?
I guess it would have a lot to do with it because now, if you met a woman who was, I guess it would have a lot to do with it from a woman's perspective. If I met a man who was decked out the way you are, I guess the first thing I would think is, like, maybe he's flashing it for a woman to want to talk to him because this is what he has. When a man puts out everything he has in the beginning, he's only going to attract the women who are interested in those things. You know what I mean? Like, if
no, it's not only going to attract them, but let's say I do. Let's say the average woman, you know, was going out with me. Now you're the average woman. Okay, you want to represent how women are not gold diggers. So we went out on a date. I'm looking good. Are you looking shabby or good?
I mean, I'm looking good, but
okay.
I won't have on, you know, I don't have on, like, carrots in my ears. I don't have on this, you know, special necklace or anything. I just look, you know, real casual.
So, if I'm decked out, in order to fulfill whoever's written
that doesn't mean we're dressed alike. We're not dressed alike. We're just meeting each other. This is new. So
okay. Where are we? Are we on a date now, or are we new?
Yeah, yeah. No, we're on a date. We're new, but we're on a date.
We're not going to be in an Armani and then Kmart date. Okay.
But we're trying to be non-judgmental. And Joe, I might have made you
No. The girl in the chat room is definitely trying to be judgmental. I'm in an Armani suit. You're dressed up in Kmart. We can't go to the same place because you're going to feel uncomfortable, or I'm going to feel uncomfortable because I'm not going to McDonald's in an Armani suit, and you're not going to an expensive social affair in a Kmart dress. So we have to be dressed alike, yes?
So would you be taking her to a nice restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How
in
nice?
In that particular situation, yeah.
So you would be looking to spend some nice money?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, let's say I'm the T-shirt type of guy, right? So
okay.
We met. Now I want to go to, not McDonald's. Let's say Olive Garden. So we go to Olive Garden. So either situation, now what does the chick in the chat room have to say?
She was saying, Hugh Hefner, for example, he's engaged to a 25-year-old woman. Does he really think a 25-year-old would be
of course
would be
he's
interested?
Not. And do you think the 25, and look at the perspective there. Does he think that she's
interested?
Do you honestly believe the girl's interested in him because of his personality?
I mean, obviously she's a gold digger, though. So he would know that and have accepted that.
And he's
that.
Not marrying the chick. And
so
she doesn't want to get married. Well, maybe she does, hoping that he'll croak.
I mean, let's not put marriage in it at all. Let's just ignore the
all
fact.
All right.
But just the fact of the matter that he met her and he has an interest and she's a gold digger. You know,
they're
she's
all gold diggers at
obviously
the mansion.
After the money because, you know what I mean? He has it all and she probably doesn't have anything compared to him. So
you talking about Hefner?
I mean, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, with any woman that wants to talk to Hefner, I would imagine she'd be a gold digger because he's an old-ass man, and who wants that? You know what I mean?
Well, duh, yeah.
So and looking back at just a regular guy who would be decked out on a date and who would be showing me his Jag and his Gators on the first day of meeting.
What's he supposed to drive? Let's say he's making good money. He's going to try what now? Instead of showing up in a Mercedes, he's going to show up in a Volvo?
I mean, not necessarily, but maybe he could dumb it down just a little
bit.
Oh,
stop it with the
see what I'm after.
Crap.
To see what I'm after. I mean, you wanted to know whether or not she was a gold digger, so why would you bring out the best in the beginning?
If
maybe
that's
you
what you earned, well, now you say to dumb it down. How about people accept each other, right, for the values that each other has as opposed to just the material things? That's the point the men are saying. But you're not getting it. The chick in the chat room is not getting it. You're going all around the place. We want to be accepted for who we are. That's the problem.
Well, Joe, you might have some help on the line. Let's let in Liberal 141.
Here we go again, Joe.
Hey, Stan. You weren't around. That's right. You were around for the other. No. You weren't around yesterday. I had to leave that show yesterday.
No. I got to say, that's the thing that me and Joe, we agree. You have to understand women. We as a man, I want a woman who's going to love me for me. Not for my material thing, not for all those things, because material thing could be gone tomorrow. And if you don't love me for me as a person, if you don't love me for the character I am, for the passionate person I am, for the integrity I am, for everything that I have to bring, and you think you don't love me for that, then you shouldn't be in a relationship with any man, period.
I mean, but I'm not disagreeing with that. I agree with that. I have dated a guy personally. I can't speak for the whole race of women, though. That's what I'm saying. I can't represent all women because every woman doesn't think like me. But me personally, I have dated a guy who's not driving his own car, who drives his mom's car. You know what I mean? That's the way he gets around. It wasn't his. You know, he doesn't live in his own house. I've dated a guy who might not have had everything, but I can say he was sweet as hell to me. I could depend on him when I need him. You know what I mean? And this was like somebody I trusted, and it was a friend. So I can honestly say that I would be interested in a guy who might not have the ideal, you know, he might not be in the best position, but if he's worth it, he'd be worth it, you know, no matter if he had or he didn't have. You're right. Every woman might not think like that. Some women won't have a standard. You know what I mean? And if you don't meet the standard, then you don't meet the standard.
And I have no problem having a standard. The problem I have is that those same women have a standard, don't come to us after, and they boo-hoo when the standard is, yeah, you got a guy with a standard, but then you find out the true things that are important. The guy is treating you like crap. The guy doesn't care about you. The guy is cheating. The guy is doing all those things. And then you're like, oh, why can't I find a good guy? Really?
Well, no, then you just look at that same, you could look at that same woman and tell her, though, like, you know, with these same women, if these were your friends, it sounds like she'd be a friend. If she's crying on your arm, then obviously she wasn't with you. She was with another guy, and you were just the guy she cried to. So if I was the guy that she was crying to, I'd ask her, like, why are you with him? Are you with him for the car he drives and the job he has? Or are you with him because he treats you right? I would have to bring it to her attention. Are your needs being met?
She's with him because of the status. She's with him because she thought that she had everything that she needed, and then she found out the most important thing, she didn't focus on that. That's what I've always told to Joe, and we agree on this. Women, you do not focus on integrity. You do not focus on character of the man. You do not focus on all the rest. You focus on a lot of things that could be gone tomorrow. But somebody being good to you, that's not gone tomorrow. Somebody being good to you, you know that when you meet a guy. It's either a guy's going to be good to you or he's not. And the problem I feel is, like a lot of women, you don't focus on the guys that are good to you, and you think because a guy is good to you, he's weak. No. A guy is good to you, he's good to you, period.
And that's another syndrome of American women. And before I start getting off again, as I think Navar probably pointed out yesterday, Shasta, you're doing a good job holding it down for Eric. And you're also in the minority of women. I want to ask Stan, I'm going to forget either question. I say that 95% of women are like the way that you and I describe them. What percentage of women do you feel are the narcissistic, the selfish, the shallow women?
I have to go to the high percentage. I'm telling you, since January when I've been single, I have a hard time. I'm going to tell it again. Since January I've been single, I have a hard time meeting women I could date. That's how hard it is.
Well,
meeting
you say
a woman
80%?
That is not bitter, meeting a woman that's honest with herself, meeting a woman who's a cool chick, meeting a woman who's not selfish, meeting a woman who's not going to come with saying, make me pay for her past, meeting a woman that's ready to give 100% of herself, meeting a woman who's responsible for herself, forget it. I can't meet that.
What do you say? It's 80%, 85%?
I would say 95% like you.
95%?
I've met women after women after women, and I have a more hard time of meeting those kind of women. But like Mr. Solution said, and even you said, the vampire guy, the guy who are bad boys, the guy who doesn't care about, hey, he'll get all the women in the world. He has much women that he has so much women, he has a list.
And that's true, Shasta. You know yourself, when a guy is nice, the women don't think of him as something which is, you know, but very attractive, even if the guy is physically attractive. But if the guy, I don't even call them the bad boys anymore, because that has a connotation which is positive. I just call them the negative guys. They can be emotionally unavailable. They can be people who are involved in slapping women around. They can be men who go from who are alcoholics. These men will have more women chasing them than the good guy. As a matter of fact, the girl that rejects the good guy will be going after these bastards.
I'm not saying that women like this don't exist. Some of these women have probably been friends of mine. So I'm not saying that they don't exist. I'm just saying change your view. Change the scenery. Change what's going on.
If it was only 50-50, that would be fine. But if it's 95-5, then it doesn't matter where you meet them, does it?
And when you're talking change,
I mean, it may not
change the view. If I'm going to a social place and I'm saying, as a man, I'm putting myself in a social place. I'm saying to myself, I'm preparing myself. I'm getting dressed. I'm looking good. I'm going to a social place to meet social people. You know how many women I talk to and they're not even there to meet social guys? You know how many women I talk to and I'm coming to them and they're shocked that, wait up, you went out because you wanted to meet women? Yes. And they're shocked that I ever went with that.
Stan, let me help you out.
Shocked.
Let me help you out, just you in particular, because for the past couple of days, I felt like you just needed a little bit of boost in the women department. Don't seem so desperate. If you are looking for a woman and you are out there trying to find one, don't seem okay.
Shasta,
so
how
on,
do you interpret?
I don't
how do you interpret what
see?
He's done as being desperate? If he's going out to meet men, women.
Okay, hold on. Don't attack me. Hold on. Don't attack me. Hold on. Don't attack me.
It's a question. It's not a question of attacking you. It's a question. I'm
Listen
asking you.
Listen to what
you.
I'm saying first, though.
Okay.
Don't think maybe you shouldn't seem so.
Assuming he seems desperate. Why?
Okay, let's take away the word desperate. Maybe that was too big. Don't seem so interested. Don't seem so interested to where you're overly excited about the situation. You know what I mean? We don't want to meet a guy who's just so overly excited about, oh, my God.
That's another assumption.
Okay. I'm just listening to Stan, and I'm listening to what he's saying.
Look, I've known
today
Stan for months.
And what he said before. And it seems like in his conversation that he wants a woman so bad that he would seem overly excited in the situation.
No, he said he's not meeting the women because of the characteristics he outlined. We all want to meet. You want to meet. He wants to meet. I want to meet. The thing is, we right now, we're practically celibate because we've gone through the gamut. We've gone through all the goddamn women with all the excuses and bullshit, and we're saying, look, we've got standards. You've got to meet up to them. If you don't meet up to them, it's bye-bye, chicky.
Well,
I'm not ready, like, to add to what Joe is saying, to have any kind of woman in my life to be my girlfriend or something like that. You gotta have some. If you don't have, like, and we talked about it yesterday, if you don't have honesty, trust, and respect, you're out. If you disrespect me, you're gone. You're gone in 2.5 seconds. I will not allow you 1 second to do that because I won't do that to you.
It's the same thing with. I'm sorry, Stan.
And so the thing is, I don't agree. If I have as a man, I'm dedicated and I know in myself, I do want to meet women. That doesn't mean that I'm like desperate, like you keep on saying. That means I'm just dedicated to saying what I want. I want to be women.
Maybe let me ask you a question, Stan. The same one that I'd asked Joe. If we were on our first date, we've been talking and we are actually just now meeting each other for the first time. You're sitting across the table from me and you're telling me about all these women that you meet that have these horrible characteristics. I'm a new woman that you're meeting, Stan. What kind of conversation do you want to have with me? What should I know about you in order for you to know about me that I, you know, to decipher whether or not you want to continue this date or you want to continue talking to me or whether or not I'm the right person for you? What kind of questions would you be asking me at our initial meeting?
Well, the question I would be asking you in the initial meeting would be, first of all, what are the stuff that you like to do? That's number one. What are the stuff that I would like to basically have fun with you and enjoy the date and everything and not make it so much of what kind of work do you do, what
can we
and
be,
that. I want it to be fun. I want it to be enjoyable, and I want to see if there's chemistry between us. Because if there's no chemistry, it's not going to work out. If I don't feel that, I could have chemistry towards you, but you could be, as a woman, not having chemistry at all. And I could be the nicest guy in the world. But you could be like, I'm not attracted to you. And if you're not attracted to you, it will never work.
Can you slow down for me real quick? Go back. Because I want to be specific. I don't want to talk about generally. You just want to have fun. Uh-uh. Be specific with me. You're telling me that you and Joe, 95% of women just want their money. We're gold diggers. We're all this. You're telling me everything that you don't want in a woman. I want you to be specific with me and telling me what kind of conversation you would have with me to determine whether or not I was someone you could see in your future or someone that you would rather end this date, you would rather end this because I'm not for you. What would you do in our first meeting to determine that? Because it shouldn't take two or three.
Okay.
You should have filled me out.
I would basically say to you, I would ask the first question I always ask on dates. What are the three most important things to make any relationship work? That would be the first thing I always ask.
What else? Go ahead. We listening? Is that the only thing you ask? Oh, hold on.
No, that's the first question I ask. And going through that question, I could define what type of woman you are. Because some women will say this, some women will say that, and that'll determine how you are. I'll go also to the point of showing, of seeing if you're the type of woman, if you go directly to saying what kind of job you do and everything, that tells me how fast you are.
Okay, hold on right quick, Sam. Let's have somebody else in on the conversation. Okay, we're on. You're on.
Yeah, Matthew calling from Michigan.
How are you, Matthew?
Hey, stop following me around these shows.
Yo, stop following me.
Hey. I wonder how you doing, Joe.
Hey,
and also, what's the sister's name?
Shasta.
She's not
Shasta.
Doing a bad job. She's better than yesterday.
Well, you know, the reason I'm calling, I do want to put on the hot seat a little bit here. Okay. Yesterday, I was listening to the show yesterday, and you had talked about, you know, wanting to, when you're talking about casual sex, just, you know, wanting to, you don't want to be with a man who is sleeping around, right? That was the basic gist of it, right?
Yeah, I wanted to hold on bringing sex into the conversation real quick, though. I wanted to hold off on just talking about sex at all, because, see, we'll go into a different direction. So I really wanted to hold off on the sexual, on anything sexual right now, because Stan had brought up what was really being discussed today. I want to kind of leave it in today with the focus being right now on Joe's question, which was, how do guys decipher between a gold digger and a woman that's worth your time when you're meeting her? How do you determine whether or not this is a woman you need to go further with or leave alone in the beginning? Therefore,
well,
you're not dealing with all these problems.
It's just a pointed question, just a question to you. It's not to open up a dialogue. It was just a question to you because it was something you said today. It kind of contradicts what you said yesterday. So it was just
okay, go ahead, go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
All right, very quick. All right, so but now I seem like I heard today that you are openly bisexual, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the question to you is, and you, I did also heard say that you said that you would like to have a relationship with a man, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Like
so what happens if you meet a man and you want to go into a long-term relationship with him? What do you do with the other side of you that has engaged in being with women? Do you, like, turn that off? And what happens to that?
No, I would say no. With me, for me to meet someone that I feel like is a match for me, my match would have to be willing to not only accept that side of me, but in ways explore that side with me. So that would be a discussion that we would have together. If me and this man were going to be anything in the future, he would have to, one, accept my bisexuality, and two, be curious enough to explore that side.
So that means ultimately you would be okay with having multiple partners?
Not multiple male partners, no.
But a male partner, multiple partners, as long as it's not males, it could be a multiple partners. It could be a woman, but not a male.
If I'm in a relationship, we're being specific to a relationship, right?
Right.
If I'm in a relationship, then, you know, me and my partner, if we agree that we're willing to both explore that side, then we might find a female that we're both comfortable with to explore that side of ourselves when, you know, when we're open to that.
Yeah. What about that cleanliness you talked about? You don't want no man who's running around screwing and eating that ain't
look,
clean.
Hold on. I have a different opinion when it comes to men, and you're asking me personally. So you will have yours, but mine personally, I have a different opinion when it comes to men.
All right.
Because there is no there's no penetration in that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
So
that's cool.
It's a different opinion. I'm not going to think the same.
All right.
So Matt, too, let me ask you this before Shasta gets back to Stan. What percentage of women, I say 95%, I believe 95% of the American bred women here in the United States are narcissistic, me, selfish, don't care about men so much about their intangible qualities, but more about their material status and their money more than who they are. What percentage of women do you feel like that?
Well, I'm actually going to disagree with you guys a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know. I see a different nature in women, even if they, like, okay, let me answer it this way. I believe most of the aberrations that a man can pick up in a woman, like you said, narcissistic, materialism,
mm-hmm.
I think it is born out of the role that they've had to play in the culture. And I don't think that's their true nature. Now, so having said that, I believe most women are naturally good women. Now, that's my opinion. So I would say maybe only about 20-30% to me that will fall into that category you're talking about. I would say probably 70%.
All right, 20-30%.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get back to that.
Okay.
When Shasta Lesby, she's the co-host today. So she was finishing up with Stan, and then I like to finish up the same same situation after she's finished with Stan.
Okay, so Stan, back to what you were saying. I was hearing a lot between you and Joe of, you know, when to know when a woman is a gold digger and when she's an actual find worth your time and, you know, and your money. I was asking you, I was asking you, how would you determine, this is our first date face-to-face, how would you determine whether or not I was a gold digger or whether or not I was worth your time based on the conversation that we would have in you meeting me this first time? Specifically, I want to know specifics and what you would ask me on this first date.
Okay. Specifically, first of all, if it was our first date, to make sure that you're not a gold digger and everything, I wouldn't go to a dinner date with you. That's number one. Tells me a lot about you. I just asked you, let's go get some coffee together and let's spend some time together and let's enjoy each other's company. That's number one. And a lot of women would have a problem with that. They'd be like, right? You're not bringing me to some special kind of dinner? You're not bringing me this? I know a lot of women would have a problem with that. A lot of women. So I've eliminated a lot of women already by doing that. So, second of all, I would bring you, we go to a coffee shop. I have no problem paying for the coffee. That doesn't tell me anything. $5 is not going to burn me anything. So I pay the coffee, whatever. You sit down, we start talking. I ask you a couple of questions like I just asked you. What are the three most important things for you in a relationship? And you would tell me whatever comes in your mind.
Okay, well, let me answer that. Let's be very specific to this conversation. So you asked me, what are the three most important things? What? Go ahead. What was the question?
In a relationship, to make it work in a relationship.
Okay, so I might tell you trust.
Yeah.
You know, trust and honesty are big for me to keep a relationship. Communication is big for me. And, you know, us keeping our independent goals, but making sure that we support each other so we can build something. That would be my conversation.
Okay. Just the fact that you're able to say 2 out of 3 already tell me what kind of woman you are. You're a lot more interesting than compared to a lot of women who doesn't have 1 of 2. You said trust and honesty. That tells me a lot about you because you do think that those things are important. So that tells me already the direction of the type of woman you would be, that you think that those things are important because it comes out of you. That's number one. So, and that would tell you the third one, I would say respect. Because if I don't respect you and you don't respect me, we got a problem. And if we don't respect each other as human beings, and you respect the time, respect the person that you are, then we have a problem. Then I would ask you a question like, what do you like to do for fun? What do you like? What do you enjoy? What are the stuff that you enjoy to do when for fun? What are your passions? What are the stuff that makes you... You, because I don't want to go to the boring Bob questionnaire. What kind of job do you do? And I try not to focus on your past.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've learned from people that when you focus too much on their past, then basically you put them in a situation they're uncomfortable and everything, and they subtly open a wall in front of you. I want mm-hmm. you to be the less comfortable in, and I want you. I'm going to listen to what you say, and whatever you say, I'm going to take it for what it is. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to make an excuse about it, because I want to listen. You, by listening to you, I will know what kind of woman you are.
Okay, so based on these questions that you would have asked me, how many women give you 2 out of 3 or 1 out of 3?
Very rarely. They all come with the gaming save of communication, and then they see a lot of things. Well, no, they don't. Honesty and trust and respect is very rare for a lot of women.
So there are other women that are in the chat room. I think they want to know, too. Like, what are the responses
tell
that women are giving
you? Tell these chicks to get their asses on the phone.
I mean, y'all heard it. He said hop on the line. But,
it's the communication. They truly believe communication is important. They truly believe what did I hear from women? I didn't hear honesty, trust, and respect. I've told you that. I know I've heard all over the case, different places, but that wasn't it. That wasn't it at all. It was different other things that they believe that was important, but the basic of what they believe is the most important thing for any relationship to work, that wasn't it. That wasn't it at all.
And I'm a little different than Stan. Matt Sue, do you have a show?
No, man, I don't have a show.
Oh, all right. Shit. Okay. Never mind.
So I would do that, and then I would find out the thing, and I would listen to you. And by listening to you, I would know what kind of a... And by you listening to you, some women I went out with, they by themselves came out and said, well, you know, the last girl guy I went out with, you know, I went 2 years with a guy, and it was really bad and everything. And I was like, really? What was so bad about the guy that you went out for 2 years? Well, you know, he treated me like crap. He treated me badly and everything. And she opened that door. I didn't open that door. She did.
And yeah, well, you kind of opened it when you said what was so bad.
Yeah, well, if she...
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
don't even
okay,
ask.
Fine. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. I opened that door what it was so bad because I'm curious as a human being to know what was so bad.
Oh, and nothing's wrong with that. Nothing's wrong with that. I'm just saying. But you opened it up for her to tell you negative
things. And when I hear the woman not basically standing up for herself, saying, you know what, I made a mistake on that. I should have not stayed 2 years with that guy. I made a mistake. That tells me what kind of woman you already are. That tells me, are you the woman type of woman who takes responsibility for the choice you make or doesn't? Because if you're the type of woman who doesn't, then we're going to have a problem. Because then when the real bad shit's going to happen and you don't take ownership of what you needed to do and you always blame it on me, it's not going to work.
So what attracts you to women? What are you attracted to? What's your type of woman?
She got to be, I told you, she got to be.
She got to be what?
She got to be physically, I like a woman who's physically fit. I like a woman who enjoy life. I like a woman who takes responsibility for her life. I like a woman who gives 100%, who's passionate, who's caring, who's a good person at heart, who has a good heart, who recognizes when a guy is treating her well. She doesn't take it for granted. She says, I deserve to be treated that way. She's
but
greatness in another guy and expect the same time as a guy sees greatness in her.
But Stan, true or false, you have to know a person longer than a few dates to know any real substance about them, right? I mean, we can hear what they're saying in the first 2 or 3 dates, but we have to hang in just a little bit longer to really determine, you know,
what kind of person
they are.
Yeah, but what's your point, Chester?
I'm saying, like, he's...
But you have to understand, my philosophy, Chester, my philosophy in life is that you're good until you prove me you're not good. That's my philosophy. Some other people in life, their philosophy is you are bad until you can prove me you're good. That's two different philosophies in life. I don't have that. I have the philosophy you are good. You are a good human being until you prove me wrong. And I give you all the chance to in the world not to be. I give you all the chance in the world, but when I do close that door, you can never come back to me. I didn't give you chance. Because I always see greatness in any woman before, the first time I meet. I never make her pay for my past. Never did, never will. And I expect the same from that woman.
Okay,
I have
well,
no problem giving my 100% to a woman who's worth it. No problem. Yeah. And I've said that to many women. And many women saw it as soon as the first date. They told me the first day when I dated you, I could feel that you were ready to give 100% to somebody who loves you. And I said, yeah, I have no problem on that. None.
Okay. Well, Joe, do you have anything to say about that before I change the subject? Because I'm ready to change the subject.
Yeah, I'd be a little different. I would focus on the past of a woman because most women would say, if you ask them the you know the philosophical question, they would say, well, I want a man who is sensitive, somebody I can trust. And then when you ask them, well, what do you think makes a relationship work? They'll say, well, communication, which I disagree with, and respect and understanding. I have to agree with all of those particular components. But I want to focus on the past. And I'll say, you know, so how long were you in a relationship with, you know, your last guy, or what's your average length of time with the guy? And I'll say, well, maybe a year, 2 years. Hey, what happened? Well, he was treating me badly. And then, like Stan, I would try to focus on, or maybe you go a little deeper about, well, why did you stay with him? But what I want to find out is, well, when you had this guy, what's romance to you? And they would say, oh, when he comes over and he showers me with this, or when he shows me this kind of appreciation, blah, blah, blah. And I say, well, what's romance with regards to your showing him the same things?
I can dig that. You know what, Joe? I can dig that. And I, man, that's huge. So when it comes to you guys, I can actually say I agree. I almost wanted to jump out my seat on that. Because
yeah,
and ANAV and for the other lady in the room as well, I can actually agree with Joe on that. A lot of times women don't focus on what we can do for the other person. Like when I meet somebody, one thing that I like for them to realize is that I'm doing too. So I might tell them, like, if they'll ask me about the last relationship, you know, what happened or what was wrong. And I'll tell them, I'm a good woman. I cook and clean. I had a bath water ready when you come home, food be in the microwave, you know, kind of give you an idea of where I come from and what I would do. But a man also, I get with y'all on that a man also needs to know that you're willing to do things for him to go above and beyond just like you would want him to do for you. That it's important for a man to know that. In relation to whether or not he wants to be serious with you. If he doesn't feel like you're willing to go above and beyond for him, then why the hell waste time doing it for you?
Exactly. And if she hasn't done it for her past boyfriends, why would I think
you.
She's going to do it to me?
Yeah, she's probably not going to start with you.
Okay. So,
but let's see. ANAV, she had a question for Stan that she wanted me to ask to Stan. So Stan, the question was, what makes you different, and what are your good and bad qualities?
What makes you different? The thing that I've always preached about, honesty, trust, and respect, are part of me. That would make me different compared to a lot of guys. I'm a caring person. I'm a passionate person. I see greatness on anybody. I'm the type of dude who has no problem basically give you a perfect time. My ex-girlfriend, I have no problem sometimes to call her up just in the middle of the work and just say, you know what, I called you just for 2 seconds to say I love you and mean every part about it. I have no problem basically coming in front of you and picking you up and going to any nice place and telling you, and you could feel it, and I mean it with every part. How did I ever get so lucky to have a great person like you in my life? And mean it.
That's what makes you different?
Yeah,
but
I'm
all,
a caring person.
I mean
that
all the other
caring,
men on the line.
I'm a passionate, caring, and good person. And I will treat you like a queen, if like you deserve to be treated. I'm not that type of guy who will go around cheat. I'm not the type of girl who will go around this and that. If you're my girl, you will feel every day that you're my girl.
Okay.
You can never, and I will, and I'll make sure that I know what are your needs, and I'll make sure that once I know what's your need, and I say, man, I need to do those things. Not because I want to have brownie pumps, because bringing a smile in your face and making you feel happy, it brings me a smile in my face. In bed, your happiness in bed is more important than mine.
So let me ask you a question, Stan. Of all the good, great things that you said about yourself, You also mentioned that you had an ex-girlfriend. Why did she become an ex?
She became an ex because I didn't do what I needed to do. I focused too much on the negative part of this. And also she became an ex because when I told her I could deal with anything, but the day you disrespect me is the day that you're gone.
Well, hey, now, that was the reason why Stan has an ex-girlfriend.
She disrespected me, and I came by. She basically said, after a year and a half, we were together, and she came out of her own mouth. She said, anyway, you've never been there for me. And I said, excuse me? And when a guy tells you, excuse me, that means you better wake up 2.5 seconds and think of what you're saying.
he said, excuse me. You need to wake up. All right.
And she did. She reopened that door. And as soon as she opened that door, even though I love you, it's over. And I told her, you know what? Let me tell you something. I have no problem telling you in front of your face. I can name 20 things you've been there for me. You can even name one thing I've been there for you, one, in a year and a half, then if you feel that I've been such a poor person in your life, then you and me, it's over. I don't want to be a burden in your life. And the day that you think that I'm a burden in your life is the day that me and you is over.
I'm with that, Stan.
I'm with that.
Look like all the other women agreed to.
I can identify with that. Don't take certain men for granted. Don't take, no. Okay, because for what I'm doing for you, and you start coming off with what have you done for me lately kind
that's
of bullshit.
That ungrateful, that's that ungratefulness syndrome. When you want to be grateful, when you want to you have a selective memory, you want to remember what's good for you and not remember all the, you know what I'm saying? That's selective memory. I'm sure a lot of us have dated people with selective memories. Where they forget things that have been done for them, and then they turn out to be ungrateful. And nobody wants to do something for an ungrateful person. So that's the reason I
broke up with it, because like when I felt that, I was like, I'm not going to open that up, because if you start opening that door, and many guys, I told them, when they're in a miserable relationship, I look at them, see, because you accepted your wife disrespecting you once, and you didn't challenge her on that, and then you open the whole door. That's the same woman who will have no problem yelling at you in front of the restaurant. That's the same woman who will have no problem you slapping you in public. That's the same woman who will open up all those doors. And I look at those guys and say, it's opening from the first time you didn't check her. And if you don't check her for that, you're done. You're done.
Yeah. Would you say don't let you continue to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you turn into the alpha male where you're continuously checking the chick. And that's something I don't do. I do it once, twice, bye-bye.
I mean, yeah, I agree with both of y'all on that. Like, we shouldn't have to continue to check a person. Yeah. If I got to continue to check you, that goes right into my change of topic, which is when to let go. If I have to continue to check you, I'm going to let you go.
Because
it's about time.
Even if you're the woman who, because I'm keeping you in line, you've turned out to be supposedly the woman that I want. If I know that you're there because you're afraid that every time you step out of line, I'm putting you back in your place, I don't need it. Even though I've got you, you know, and women love it. Women love it. They love the strong man, the man that, you know, I love my father figure. You know, fuck that. I don't want to waste energy on trying to keep you in line, trying to fulfill your romantic fantasy that I'm your goddamn hero by keeping you in line. Fuck that. Move on. Leave me the fuck alone. And you know something? When I
watch
turn
your
from,
words, Joe. Watch
oh,
your words
I forgot. Sorry.
All these women. Watch your words. We like gentlemen, too. We still like gentlemen, ladies. We still like gentlemen.
We like women, too. Don't get me wrong. We like women, but the respect thing, that's one thing for guys. As I said, I'll take respect any day of the week and said, look, the day you don't respect me, your relationship is gone. Because then you open the whole door of attacking characters and so many things that you're like, I thought those two love each other. Well, the respect is gone. What do you expect?
Well, Stan, I have two callers on the line. So, Stan and Joe, we're about to let everybody in.
Bring it, chickies.
Hey, how you doing? You're on the line.
There better be girls, too.
How you guys doing? We're listening.
I did most of the work.
Get rid of your Obama phone.
We're listening.
Hello. Are you listening to me?
Yes, ma'am, we are. What's your name?
Oh, this is Marsha. By the way, I have a razor. I don't have an Obama phone, okay?
Whoever
that guy is, he sure is rude. And
That's right. I'm rude and crude and lewd and too bad.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You need to be put in care.
I need love. You're damn right I need love.
Is that what's going on with my brother? That's what I'm starting to think. A lot of this, you know, I'll just say overly assertiveness, I think at times comes from, you know, really needing to have love and support and respect and appreciation. And, you know, I just want to call and say, you know, if we can kind of tailor our thinking and our actions to that, things will get so much better. We'll get a much more positive response.
Yeah, let's all, hey, I tell you what we should do. Let's all gather around in a circle, hold hands, and sing Kumbaya, too.
I'm with that, Joe.
But you know what? It's working for me. Okay, so you can laugh if you want.
No, you're saying if we do all this. The thing is, people aren't doing it. If people were doing it, we wouldn't have the divorce rate.
Right? And then you'll attract the people that are like-minded, that are compatible.
Not true. You could be a nine-minded person and you could believe all those things, and a lot of people will look at you like you're crazy.
You'll attract those too, but you will attract all kinds of people, but you'll be smart enough to know which one is going to compliment you. At least, you know, if you've had some experiences, if you've had some relationships, I'm telling you, because all the other stuff is BS and a waste of energy and time.
But listen to the call when we had Monday when one of the women said, I'm not going to go out with a guy who doesn't have a car? And me and Joe basically asked her the question to the point of saying to her, okay, but what happens if you have a giving, caring person who loves you for you? Will you still give him a chance? And she said no.
No, I'm not going to do that either. Been there, done that. You get to the point of my, no, I'm not going to do that. And a man who doesn't have a car, really, should he really be trying to search for a woman?
Does the car define a man, or does the man define the man?
What kind of man would want a woman to go out on a date with a woman where she's driving around or they're catching a bus?
Then you better take that opening statement of yours and throw it out the window, because you're just contradicting yourself.
No, you have to be practical. You have to be complimentary.
How about the men who live in Los Angeles, Denver, New York, San Francisco?
New York. I don't have a car in New York.
Who don't need a car.
The subway is the 24-hour-7. Everybody has
an action. I don't live in those areas where I live. A car is needed. I'm just saying everything is kind of fact-specific.
Well, if a car is needed, he's going to have a car. But the thing is, in metropolitan areas, there are men who don't need cars, don't want cars, don't want to pay the insurance for a car, don't want to pay the parking.
Find a woman who thinks the same way, who doesn't want a car.
That's why I'm always wasting my time.
I have a friend, and she is a young girl from out of college, New York University, very brilliant. From Berkeley, she doesn't want a car. She rides her bike. She's a vegetarian. She's very conscious.
She doesn't drive a car on dates either.
No, she doesn't.
And her
husband, and she's married to a man who's the same, and they have a wonderful marriage.
Isn't that terrific?
Everything is fact specific to that person and the individual and the couple involved.
What is more important, a guy who has a car or a guy who cares about you for who you are?
The things that I like to do, it requires a car. And I'm not going to go back and be on a bus like I was in my teenage
years. But what makes you think that?
Okay, you're not listening. There's no woman that wants to be on the bus with you, but it won't be me. Okay? And it has nothing to do with Kumbaya. It has to do with practicalities and compatibility.
It has nothing to do
with
practicality. It has to do with narcissism.
Okay, y'all let me address her, please.
Mm-hmm. person who wants a man with a car is narcissistic. You need to go.
You are not listening because we already went off of that. We said that the car is practical in the areas in which you live, so the car would be necessary. Then Stan asked you if the guy did not have a car. Let's say his car broke down. You wouldn't want
to
pick him up. Nah, that might be different, right. But the thing is, have already admitted if a guy does not have a car, let's say he's living or you move to a metropolitan area, he could be a Wall Street broker if you're going to move to New York. He doesn't want a car.
Wall Street brokers, and they do have, and one, listen, the one I know drives a Bentley, so let's get real.
He might not have a car. Yes,
I'm
most of them will have,
okay,
actually, a lot of them, if they're up in the upper echelon, they're being driven around by drivers.
You are not listening, because I said three times that it's fact specific to the individual and the
situation. Fact specific to you, as Stan asked you the question, was if the guy does not have a car, it's more important for him to have a car than, for him
specific
to really look into you to find out you're a good person, which already means you're a gold digger.
No.
Fact specific.
You know what?
No kumbaya.
That's a BS term. I'm going to tell you, the only men who want to call women gold diggers are men that don't have any gold. In fact, they don't have two dimes to rub together usually. That's just a
no,
BS
that's your perception
term
of it.
So that women will lower their standards.
Yeah.
And
oh, so women will lower their standards.
Thinking and behavior. Okay?
No. Right. So when the women get on TV talking about the eligible bachelors.
The game is over. That's over. You can forget throwing that term and think they have any gold.
Right, right. It's over. It's over. It's fact specific.
Okay.
It's over.
Right. You can interrupt all you want.
Specific.
Okay, look. Now Shasta's talking.
You will not win this argument with me. Trust me on that.
I don't want to win an argument with you. I'm not talking to somebody who thinks logically. Why would I waste my time?
Okay, Joe.
Okay, I'm going to be quiet if she keeps quiet.
Yes, please.
That is not you.
Because
okay.
Ma'am, I don't want to put you on mute. I really don't want to put you on mute, but I will, because I'm talking now. So what I want to specify in terms of us not beating up this woman, I want to look at the male and female perspective in an adult manner. I'm going to say that first off. So if everybody can't give each other time to talk, then we're not going to talk about it. But in an adult manner, I want to examine what she just said. Now, women have standards. All of us have different ones depending on who we are as women, where we come from, whether or not we had a father, and a whole bunch of other background stuff determines what kind of woman that we are. She's saying in order to talk to her, she has standards. And one of those just so happens to be that you're going to need to have a vehicle. Now, the room may not agree and the people in the chat room may not agree. Oh, we can say everything. Oh, well, man, it's messed up that you got to have a car to talk to her. But those are her standards. So to talk to that type of woman, you're going to need to have one. And if she told you that and you continue to talk to her, then you may be wasting your time if you don't plan to get
one. Yeah, but
that's
not.
You see what I'm saying?
But that is not.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
That all goes into whether or not it's a gold digger and whether or not she's right for you. If a woman is telling you this is what you need to have to be with me, and if you know you don't measure up to that, then I'm going to need you to turn around and walk right back out because she's not for you. She already told you what she was looking for. You can already determine based on what she said whether or not you matched up to that. So let's not waste time and let's keep moving.
And that goes back to what I was saying, all right? Now, remember, years ago, if a man has the car and the house and the status and the name that he's going to give to his future wife, the girl didn't have to have a car. She didn't have to have anything. She didn't even have to have a college education. So what I'm talking about are the double standards. So it's not even a standard.
I understand where you're coming from because it would be a double standard. Even as a woman, I would expect, and I'm not going to lie, I'm a woman too. So I'm expecting you to have a car too. Now, if you don't have a car, it's all right. We can ride a bike. You know what I'm saying?
So but here's the thing. What's the problem with the woman if she likes the guy for her to pick him up? If he doesn't have a car, maybe he's in college, right? Doesn't have enough money. Maybe he's gotten laid off, doesn't have a car, didn't make the car payments, not through any fault of his own. What's the problem? When the guys have done it in the past with no problem, and the women are, I bet this caller is strong, independent. Me roar. I'm strong, independent. What's the problem?
No, that's not true.
Narcissism.
Okay, hold on.
You're making some assumptions without any facts at all.
So you're not strong and independent?
You're jumping to conclusions without any facts.
All right,
facts.
So correct me. Are you not strong and independent?
What do you mean by that? That's a derogatory.
Oh, now, what do I mean by that?
A derogatory.
Are you making your own, money?
And that's a stereotype. I'm not going to even respond.
I'm answering your question, but you're talking over me.
I'm not responding to that.
I win.
Okay. I'm looking at it in terms of standards. That would be the standard that you would have to meet to talk to that woman. And if you couldn't meet that standard, then maybe you should find you another group of women to go assume conversation with.
Nobody's arguing that. I'm just saying a woman like who says that she's not like the other women. But she has a standard where the man has to have the car and doesn't care about whether or not the man likes it for herself, is a gold digger.
We have a serious problem because to come back to what
you know,
Joe,
what
we as a guy.
That would be attractive to any woman that has confidence, that set goals.
No.
Right. You're telling yourself that.
At all. I'm telling you.
Okay, hold on. I have to agree. I have to disagree with you, ma'am. I have to be the one to disagree with you, just as well as the other. Hold on.
I'm telling you, he's very unattractive in a lot of ways.
Okay, well, hold on, because
is, you know, the things that he's stereotyping, you know, the brainwashing comment, gold digger comment. It's a turnoff.
When I tell the truth, it's not because I care about whether or not you are turned off or turned on.
There's not a lot of professional women who are making it happen. That's not our truth. And I'm telling you right now.
Can you let the hostess speak?
Yes, please. Okay. Hold on. First, let me take it back because it's not about race. So we're not going to bring this into it like it's a race thing. It really, it's not a race at all.
Well,
it's really men.
Hold on.
Can I finish? Because I'm not looking to argue with you. I have a point to make, and I'm going to make it. So going back to what I was saying, it's not a race thing. It's a man and woman thing. So we're just looking in reference to a man and a woman. And I disagree with you in terms of if he didn't have a car, he would be unattractive to any woman. That's untrue.
You're being misquoted. Bye.
Okay, well, I'm going to continue to talk on what she talked on since she was doing all the talking. It's not right for a woman to judge a man who may not be in the best position that we want him to be in. Oftentimes, we lose or miss good men because we want to judge them based on things that they may or may not have. He doesn't have the type of money that you want him to have. It's like you don't even see him there. That could have been the man that was meant for you to marry. What? The true love, the mate, and all that. But because he didn't have what you thought he should have to everybody else, you didn't want to get a man the time. So I see where men come from with, you know, who the hell do we talk to? Because you get women like that who want to judge you because you're missing something or you don't have what they think you should have. That's wrong. I don't think it's okay for a woman to say that other women would not be attracted to a man because he doesn't have a car. Hell, we can ride the bus. You know what I'm saying? Your dollar and my dollar, that's $2. We both ride. We can sit right beside each other and talk about this thing on the way to where we going. So every woman does not think like that. We all do not base men off of what they have and what they can do for us. A real woman is looking just like you for what she can do to make this better. It's like a Bonnie and Clyde. We're trying to build, and you know what I'm saying? When I get with you, I want to build and have more than what I had individually. But I don't want to come empty. I don't want to come empty as well. And I think a lot of women, we're coming so empty that guys, for one, are looking like, well, we don't want to just have to take care of a woman either. I don't want you approaching me with nothing, but you want to be with me to have everything. A woman should also want to have something. I'm going to need you to have a car. Just like you want that man to have one, wouldn't it be great if you had one too? And for the women who do have one, why do you feel like you have to be so up on it where you can't get that man a ride? Who's to say that one day you might not be giving him a ride to that corporate office to where you and him going to live in that castle one day? Don't be so quick to judge people. You know what I mean? If looking for true love, you're going to have to throw all the prejudgments out the window and actually be open-hearted enough to get to know a person and work with what they do or don't have if that's who you love and who you want to be with. I mean, it just makes sense. We should stop talking about what you do and don't have.
And that's what Stan and I talk about.
I'm with A now. She says, I say I should give you a ride because I may need one too. I'm the same
that's
way.
That's selfish. I agree.
You know what I'm saying? I'm with you. I'll give you a ride. You know what I'm saying? Who knows? You might be.
I wouldn't even take a ride from A. I wouldn't take a ride from AdNav or whatever.
Get out of here, Joe.
But the question, the thing I want to add, and just to give you a perfect example, let me come back to the example again to Monday. There's a Washington. Loyalty is very important. Denzel Washington had no money, but his girlfriend, now who is his wife, believed in him and supported him and trusted him and things like that. You think that his wife doesn't have... You got to understand, as a man, loyalty is extremely important. We don't forget who's been there when we had nobody who had our back. A true man won't forget that. And a true man will put you as a wife. It will put everything in you because she said she was there when nobody believed in you.
And I hope Denzel has never cheated on her because
cheated on her.
I hope not. That is such a good woman. And I don't want to go, from joking around. When AdNav said, I'll give him a ride because I might need one someday. That is the typical response. That's the typical female. I'll do for him because I'm going to put the credit. And on the right side of the ledger and the debit on the left side of the ledger because I might need it someday. We don't want that bullshit. If you're going to do for me, do for me.
Another example in history. People don't want to go to Denzel. Martin Luther King, when he was in prison, his wife, which is his wife, when he was like, man, I don't think we're going to be able to do this. He said it in his book, and I read it. It said his wife was like, I believe in you. You could do it. You know how much it is for women. You don't know the power you have when you have a guy feels that you have their back. You do not know the power that you have.
Oh yeah.
Okay, guys. Well, I'm gonna stop you, and we're gonna go into the new topic, which is gonna be the topic of tomorrow's conversation, which is when to let go, when to know.
Oh, cool.
When a relationship's over. And a lot of times we ask ourselves that, when is it time to let go? And does it matter how much you care about the person?
Are you going to let the other woman back on?
I didn't let her off.
Oh, okay. She's still there? All right.
Or she hung up.
I thought she muted her, so I didn't want to I didn't want to just keep her in limbo,
Nah, I didn't mute her. I think she just got tired of you, Joe, so she hung up.
Good.
So.
I hope you're so tired of my ass. Never mind.
But anyways, in terms of when to let go, that's kind of what I want to talk to y'all about. What kind of reasons would a person give you?
If I couldn't trust her anymore. Let's say I'm in a relationship, right? Now she's showing me, for one thing, I always judge by, are you going to do what you say you're going to do? I don't try to make a woman do what she doesn't want to do. If what she doesn't want to do annoys me, I can leave. But let's say we're together and we ostensibly are a match. Now, if she says, I'm going to do something, but then she doesn't do it, I'll talk about it. But after about four times, I'm beginning to realize that this particular woman who's showing me her ass, it's not the same woman that I thought she was at the beginning, and this woman now is the real woman because she's just not doing what she says that she's going to do. You got to go. No matter how much I care about you, I found out that you are not the real woman. Bye-bye, baby.
So that's trust.
Hell yeah.
All that. So everybody would agree that, trust is the cornerstone of any relationship.
Yep.
And no relationship can survive without trust. Because if you can't trust your partner, then I would think that would be the
first
thing to
walk away. I disagree with that statement. You know why? Because there are a lot of women who will get into their car. They will drive across town, go to the abuser. They know they can't trust this guy. But like Stan was saying, plenty of women would rather have the negative guy, the abuser, than somebody who treats them right. They can't trust the guy. They know they can't trust the guy, but they still go back to him. Now, why is that?
Well, that has to do with the conversation, when to let go. A lot of times, a person won't let go because of either insecurities or just fear. You don't, and in that type of situation, maybe it's fear. You don't know what to expect next, or you feel the need for that person. Maybe that person is providing for the man or woman financially, and that's where their house comes from, and that's the way, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of reasons why people hold on. I just think most of it is fear of rejection for the from the next person, or whether or not you'll be accepted again. I mean,
but why do women
a lot
go
of reasons
for those
why
men?
Still hold on.
Why do women go for those men who are going to make them feel bad, uncomfortable, and shit, as opposed to going for the man who say, you know what, I like the qualities in you. Not only are you attractive, but you're bright, and the other qualities, the intangibles, are really cool.
Because,
would rather.
Because Joe, it comes back to they feel. I feel like those women feel like they invested a lot on the guy, and they don't want to basically feel like their investment is worth nothing. It comes back to that.
That's a good response. I would say that's a good response.
That's true.
I would say that's a
you know another
response.
Thing too. Self-esteem. The 95% of the women are the gold diggers. They have lousy self-esteem. That's why you tolerate being treated like shit.
I don't know. Maybe they don't think they can find somebody better.
Which is too lack of self-esteem.
So, I mean, so yeah, I agree with you that you know you feel like that's the only person, or that you know that person is doing something for you that you feel like you can't get from somebody else.
Yeah, and if you had good self-esteem, you could leave the guy and go and find somebody else.
Right, because you know that you deserve better. So
yeah.
I think a lot of times women probably deal with that. I mean, I haven't looked that up scientifically, but I guess that would be something good to look up. Is, you know, a woman's self-esteem in that regard, of staying with a man and just being with somebody, whether or not they feel loved and where they come from. Some women, I would say, if you come from a fatherless relation, you know, from a fatherless childhood, most likely, most of the time, you're searching for that. You're looking for a man who's going to tell you that he loves you or he's going to protect you. And,
but good guys do that. How come they don't stick with the good guys?
I'm not saying that good guys don't do that. We're not going to tie that in because that's not what I'm saying at all. And a lot of times when these are the bad guys, we don't know they're bad guys right off. Some women do. We ain't talking about the ignorant ones, okay? So we're going to keep this to women who got some common sense. Most of the times when we meet these guys who are so horrible, they don't come off that way. Women don't always come off as gold diggers. You might not get that initially from her. Just like we might not initially get that he's a woman beater. You know, we don't always know about a person. But oftentimes, oftentimes when we find out the worst about a person, it's kind of too late. Like we've started loving, or we've started feeling.
Which goes back to my question, Shasta. Okay. Yeah, you don't know whether the guy's one of those 25% dementos, but once you have found out, the girl stays with him. Whereas the same girl who will keep going back across town to get beat up, if she found a guy that would treat her nicely, she would leave him to go to the bastard. That's the fact of life.
And that's crazy. That's crazy. It's probably statistics attached to that. I mean, as far as domestic violence and women and just dealing with men, and I'm just talking about that area in general. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you would have to go back to a person's background and what they grew up from and why, you know, the reasons why a person would tolerate that. But I see fear and rejection as the main reasons why, you know, a woman would tolerate a man mistreating her.
That still boils down to self. See, I can understand a female who was fearful for her life. Let's say she's married to one of these real dementos, and she knows if she leaves him or attempts to leave him, he's going to hunt her down. I have sympathy for her because she has practically no choice. But if she can leave without being hunted down and stalked and she still stays, what does that say?
And to add to Joe, some of those women after that come with all the excuses in the world when they know deep down inside the guy did something that was wrong, treated them bad and things like that. And the woman's like, oh, no, he didn't mean it. It was my fault. And they come with all the excuses in the world and we look at them seriously, really?
I know.
Really? To the point you got to tell them something like you say, okay, let me tell your situation and let's put your best friend as a girl. She is in the same situation. What would you tell her? Leave him. So how come you can't used the same logic of your girlfriend to you.
Joe and Sam, we're going to welcome somebody new to the conversation. Hello?
Hey, what's happening? How you doing?
Good. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with N.O. Lowe from yesterday.
Hey, N.O.
What's happening?
I'm taking over for Mr. Eric today.
Oh, yeah. We rapped about that. Now, I'm listening at the conversation, and my problem is everybody's saying that, the lady has a guy that's doing all these horrible things. Now, I do know some guys that have had their ladies do some horrible things to them. You know, that's something that we hardly ever talk about, the guy that's getting cheated on and he stays there. He's with the female Dracula, so to speak, you know.
Oh, he's an asshole, too.
Yeah, but people hardly ever talk about that, though. Uh-huh. You know, everything that I've heard so far was she's getting beat up by this bastard and he's such a horrible guy. Well, what about the females that do these things? I mean, I know some guys personally that, you know, they've been in situations with women that they know were running around on them, but they stayed for as long as they could because of their kids or, you know, whatever reason it may have been.
Well, there are two different paradigms of work, though. See, the woman, she has the option of leaving, but she doesn't because of poor self-esteem. And the guy's poor self-esteem, too. But the indoctrination of a guy is that stick it out, suck it up, stiff up a lip. She's not whatever she's doing is your fault, Bubba.
Yeah.
So
it's taking the excuse. You're not a man. Why are you complaining? A real man wouldn't be complaining. He should take it. Man up. Things like that.
Yeah. So men stick it out because we're taught, look, that poor little girl, we must have done something wrong for this poor little girl to cheat on us or to lie to us. When men start to realize that women are just as human as men, then you don't have to take that shit. You don't have to feel guilty about it. You say, whoa, 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 hold up there, Betty Lou. You're fucking cheating on me or you're lying to me, eh? And you're giving me this bullshit? Hey, you're not made out of sugar and spice. You're responsible. You got a brain. You went to college and you're acting like this? Get the F out of here.
Which gets into today's conversation, which means I need to let you go.
That's right.
Absolutely.
So the man is an asshole, but he's trained to be an asshole to suck it up. The woman's a jerk off, but she's not. But she's staying there because she wants to be the victim. She gets currency out of being the victim. A man gets disrespected out of being both the victim and the bullier. The woman gets, you poor thing, what did that man do to you?
I'll agree with that. I mean, how many times have you heard of, because I read about it the other day, a lady was having sex with her man and he didn't please her, so she attacked him. And it's not normal that you're going to read about something like that because it's not normal the guy is going to call cops in the first place.
Right.
You know? I would assume if he'd have been handling his business, it would have never happened like that. But, you know, the thing is, I don't think that I should be held to a higher standard as far as my emotions are concerned in a relationship. You know, that's still going to be a 50-50 thing. You know, people have, especially in the U.S. culture, I'll agree. I'll say 85% of the women in this country are worthless as far as looking for a relationship or whatever the case may be and are gold diggers. But, I mean, you have to take into consideration, this is what they have been trained into. It's been ingrained in their head that this is the correct way to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Bullshit.
And I agree with you. But who corrected, who brought them to be that way? The mother that comes to their daughter and tells them, girl, you don't have to pay for that. Girl, please. They've structured their little daughter, you're the princess. You're the best thing since sliced bread. You're always right, girl. And that's done. When you've done that to your daughter, it's done.
Well,
done.
The thing is, though, normally when you meet somebody that's been like that for so long and they finally get into a relationship, one or two things is going to happen. Either she's going to be the best person that she can be, and then she'll run into the person that's going to dog her out, or she'll continue doing what she's been known to do in the first place.
Well, in reference to moving on and knowing when to move on, that would have obviously been someone you moved on from. In the spirit of moving on. So let's continue to talk about ways in which to know when to move on, to not be wasting time with a person. What are questions that you ask yourself if you're just struggling with knowing whether to move on? Say somebody's listening and they're struggling. They don't know whether or not to move on.
Are you happy? That's a fundamental question. The number one thing in any relationship to make it work is your happiness. If you are not happy with somebody, you got a damn problem. So you got to ask yourself and look at yourself in the mirror, am I happy in this situation? And be honest. Don't go in front of your friends. Be honest with yourself. And you know that answer. Everybody does.
So you're saying, are your needs being met?
Yes. Are you happy?
Both emotionally and physically.
Yes.
It's two. Emotionally and physically.
Yeah, and if you're not, change it. And if you can't change it, you got to let it go. Because your happiness is the most important thing. And a lot of people forget about that. You are a winner in this world. All of us are. And if you do not value yourself as a winner in this world, people will take advantage of you and put you like you're nothing.
I agree.
Well, I'll say this, and I haven't heard it yet, but I think when you finally decide that, you know what, I'm out of here, you have to know in your heart that you have given your all. You have done everything you could think of to do. You know, and now it's to the point where, hey, you know what, regardless of whatever I do, it's not going to work. You know, until you get to that point, then you won't really know what you should do. But if you've given your all and you can say when you walk out of that situation, hey, you know what, I did everything I could do to try to make it work, then, you know, that's when you make your exit right there.
Can't argue with that.
I can't argue with that. I agree with it.
So, and I don't have any women callers, but I could have women listeners. So, women, do you think that you put up with more before you move on? As a woman, do we put up with more than men do before we decide to let go?
That's a good question. I think men put up with a lot of shit, too.
I'll go with that.
So, men, you think that you put up with more, or that a woman might put up with
more? Oh, I don't know about who puts up with more, but I think men put up with a lot more crap than people realize.
True. I mean, I guess, Lord, a person can put another person through a lot, but I think a woman, we have so many reasons for why we'll stay with a man, and it goes back to what you were saying, Stan. We'll sob to friends about him. Girl, he just did this to me, but I just love him so much. And then you're just thinking, what do you love about him then? If he put you through so much, then I need you to tell me what it was that you loved about him.
Especially when you know the standard of that friend. Especially when she told you as a friend, she said, I'll never accept a guy who cheated. And you're looking at her, okay. And the boyfriend's been cheating 6 times. And you look at her, really?
We be looking at, I think oftentimes women look to change. We look for change. I mean, is that a reason to let go when you feel like?
You brought up a good point, because that goes back to my harmony thesis. Okay, women cannot stay in harmony. They have to have that extra stimulation. They have to have that change, and they'll get it, and they'll try their damnedest to get a rise out of a guy in order to get him pissed off, in order to get that change, in order to go away from that boredom. But see, people, both men and women, have to embrace harmony, okay? You do not ever have to be super bored in a relationship. There's too much to do. You can play, okay, let's go from the mundane. Play cards, parcheesi, play chess together. You can go to amusement parks. You can go to Disneyland. You can start your barbecue. You can go to the movies. You can go out to dinner. There's too much to do for people to get bored. And this is why I keep saying women cannot stay in harmony. They have to, even in a good relationship, even if they like the guy, love the guy, they got to start trouble.
Well, I'm Well, I see Anav in the chat room. She said women like harmony, but some also like drama. And that's important with knowing the difference. You know what I mean? We like happy. I like happy.
For a while, but you love drama.
But what sometimes, okay, I want to say this from a woman's perspective. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think men like drama. Don't attack me. Let me finish. Sometimes I think men like drama, too. For the women who are listening, have you ever had a man that seems to know when to hit those buttons or what button he hitting, and he keeps doing it, and you're thinking, if you don't want me to go off the handle and lose my mind like I do, and you don't know who I am, you know, oftentimes men say, oh, damn, I don't know who that is. She acting a straight fool, and you're thinking, well, why were you pushing my buttons? Because you seem to know which ones those are.
Those could be the 25%.
Men like drama too. Some,
yeah, those
not
could
all
be.
Men, but right. Men like drama too.
Those could be the 25% of men who are dementos. And then of the other 75%, they could be retaliating. You know, men just don't sit there and take shit, you know. I mean, if the woman's going to whine and nag for a while, you know, the guy's going to know how to come back.
So he's going to know how to nag and whine as well. Men know how to nag. Men know. Sometimes I think a man invented the word nag. But, mm-hmm. I mean, men nag too.
Yeah.
They know how to just keep at it. And you're like, oh, man, come on. Now you pushing those buttons. You make me go off. Or a man will set up a scenario that he knows is not true or that he knows is not going anywhere just to see how I'm going to react to it. So a man likes drama and
game, just as much
as a woman does.
Well, that's true. But, again, it's either the 25% of the men who are dementos, no matter what's happening, he's going to act like a jerk-off, or it's the 75% of men who are going to react to the woman who is trying to set off his buttons. Now, remember, he has a choice. He can either take it, right, be a doormat, or he can bring it right
back,
or he can leave. Now, he doesn't want to leave, and he doesn't want to be a doormat. So he's going to send it right back.
Yeah.
Okay. I can agree with that, I guess. I'm just saying, men push buttons is just as much as women.
You don't know. You should.
So with the whole love and harmony thing, harmony has to be a two-sided street. You have to want to be just as harmonic and happy as me in order for this thing to work. Because they say if mama's not happy, nobody's happy. So
okay.
I would
agree with the chat room that some men are insecure. Some men do everything to sabotage their relationship. And I have no problem saying that. Some men are really pussies inside. And I have no problem. And then some men, I tell them, look, be proud of who you are. Stop letting your woman define who you are. You got to define who you are first. If you let a woman or society define who you are, you're done. You're done. In this world, you're done. And so many men, when you're talking about nagging and things like that, it's because they don't define who they are. They don't have a thing that they're saying, I will not go there. I know who I am, and even if I'm going to lose you, I'll lose you, but I won't lose who I am for anybody in this world.
And I have to agree with that. I say there are a lot of men who are like that. At the same time, though, here's the major difference between men and women. A woman cannot stand harmony. A man can. So it doesn't matter how good the relationship is. Now, remember, I don't know if we were on the phone the other day, Shasta, when I gave the stat about there was a survey of both men and women. How many of you cheated, and were you happy? I think something like 16% of the women who cheated on their husbands said they were happy in the relationship. And I think maybe 25 or 19% of the men did the same thing. So it's messed up both ways. But the thing is that men and women, men, we will accept and love a woman who has our back, supports us, right? We don't expect her to give us the stimulation, to try to entertain us and impress us and yada, yada, and blah, blah, blah. But the woman, they can't tolerate a good man until they lose him.
Well, Joe, Before y'all continue with the conversation, I'm just going to let the audience know that we are going to go over today. So if you'd like to call in and join in the conversation, you can call 347-838-8622.
Yeah, Abnab Blab, call in.
Well, hey, it's just we want women to be back to women.
And, And if you're interested in calling in the show, go ahead and call in so that when the show goes off, you'll be on cue when we open up again.
Right, Abnablab.
Like, but y'all, go ahead, fellas.
I work with a guy, and you know, he told me he's been with his old lady for like 3 years, and before that, you know, he was just running amok. You know, he was running through women like water. And he got with his old lady. They both agreed in the beginning, hey, you know, I'm looking for happiness, for love, blah, 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 blah. Now, he got to the point where all he did was went to work, came home, did things that were family-oriented, went to church every Sunday, all this and all that. And she finally got bored with that and brought up the idea of a girl's night.
Yeah. I hear you.
And now what's happened is he decided that he was going to turn it around and have a guy's night out. And, you know, he went and hung out with some guys and this and that. And all of a sudden, you know, she got a boost in her mouth. You know, that double standard came in. And, you know, he was doing everything he could do to have harmony in his home. But she got bored with that. I can't understand that.
You know what the secret to a long marriage is? Because somebody said this practically as a joke the other day. Because they know some men or women who have been married for like 20, 30 years. They ask the guys, what do you do? What's the secret to your longevity? And the guy says, I keep my mouth shut.
Wow.
Right? Now, that's not a harmonious marriage. In other words, what he's saying is, I don't pay attention when she is running off at the mouth at me.
That's not an example of a great marriage.
Harmonious marriage.
It wouldn't be so good for me either. I want open communication. I want to be able to talk to you about whatever it is, and you feel free to talk to me. I don't want to feel like I got to close my mouth so that, you know, you don't want to disagree with what I say. Like, I don't think that would be a good relationship.
Nope.
Either.
But that's the whole thing. Longevity does not indicate a good, harmonious marriage. Sometimes you can have a relationship is better without marriage.
And sometimes you can have a short relationship that will be a lot better than the 30, 20 years of marriage.
Yep. Yeah, too bad it has to end, though. Shit. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm not down with the ending part of things, but... I don't know. I guess I could sort of agree with that.
Anybody want to call in? Please, the women who are talking in the chat room, whatever you're saying, get on the phone.
Because we definitely want to know, for people who are listening in, when is it time to let go? I need people to call in and let me know.
I promise to keep my mouth shut until you finish your whole thing, all right? Just in case women don't want to call in because I'm so rude, crude, and lewd. So I promise to keep my mouth shut.
Yeah,
like I said, it comes back to one thing. Well, once you answer that you're not happy in the relationship, then you really need to look at it and say, where am I going? Why am I staying there?
Absolutely.
Because your happiness, a lot of people forget the happiness part. What happens to having a relationship and having fun? So many people get to a point they forgot to have fun and be passionate and caring and like Joe said, there are so many things you could do in this world to have great to have an outstanding relationship, but so many people don't do it anymore. So many people don't even answer the question, what can I do every day today to make my partner feel special? That's it. That's the whole secret. You want to have a great relationship? Do that every day. Don't do it on Valentine's Day. Don't do it on Christmas. Do it every day.
And definitely, I want to say a relationship that isn't built off of finance, that isn't built off of your money and my money. You know what I mean? Like, I believe fun can be fun without money. We can have a picnic. You can take me to the park and we can unfold this blanket with some paper plates and napkins. And we can have a romantic little picnic at the park. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't always have to be based off money. Because I know the economy is hard right now. I know a lot of people don't have money to be taking women to fancy restaurants and wining and dining them. So if you're a brother who don't have that kind of money in your pocket, you might not be able to take it a proper dose and treat her proper.
Oh, yeah.
You might have to dumb it down a little bit and, you know, take her somewhere affordable for you. But you make it fun. You make her interested in it you make it that. If I feel like if you're exciting and you're giving off excitement and enthusiasm and fun about the situation, then that's the way that a person is going to receive you. So even something as simple as a picnic at the park, if you make it exciting, she'll be with it and excited as you are. And no money
exactly.
spent.
And you got to find out for your partner what is the stuff that makes her feel special. Because everybody else, we have a different way. It's like the great book that I think everybody should read. It's The Five Love Language that talks about that. When people keep on saying, I've done everything in the relationship. No, what you've done is what you thought was good in the relationship, but your man and a woman, that wasn't what he or she wanted. No, that's one thing that people need to get at. What you think that is the perfect thing to have that woman, to keep that woman, maybe it's not what she wants to feel special. Some women is gift. Some women is just saying to them the word, I love you. Some women is holding them. Some women is different for everybody, but you need to know what are the things that makes that woman or that man feel loved and appreciated.
In the midst of knowing, because it's going to take time to know things like that about a person. So I'm with Charlotte in the chat room. In the midst of knowing, you give the best of you. If you're giving the best of you, you really can't go wrong. That means I'm not planning with a backup boo. Me and Mr. Eric, we were driving around last night, y'all. Me and Mr. Eric, we had a destination we were getting to. He was going to take me home. And in a midst listening to the radio, we heard, a common conversation just like what we were having about relationships.
Uh-huh.
And Keith Sweat it was Keith Sweat, y'all, on the radio. But he was asking about keeping a backup. And one of the ladies had called in, and she disappointed me, y'all. She was telling how, yes, I got a backup to the relationship because just in case this don't work, then I got somebody else. Well, is it even giving it a fair chance if you got a backup?
I don't think so, no.
I don't think so.
I mean, you didn't even give the man a fair chance to mess up anything. You already been playing with Tom and Joe for what happened to this. I don't agree with that for men or for women.
Yeah,
you don't
I
need
agree.
To have a backup. If you're honestly going into something, I believe you should put all your eggs in one basket. Nowadays, nobody wants to put all their eggs in one basket. We want to be one foot in and one out for safety for us. We're not thinking about how other people feel. You're just looking at how you feel and how selfish you want to be. So I'm going to leave one foot in this thing, and I'm going to leave one foot out just in case he or she does something I don't like. I don't have to feel locked in and emotionally drained by whatever's going to go on. I want to feel safe for me. I think a lot of times we need to stop being so worried about ourselves and be willing to open up and be worried about somebody else. In that case, you wouldn't even need a backup. What you need a backup for?
Yeah,
I don't need a backup.
It's about trucking. I feel a lot of people don't go in. They don't even give the 100%. They're like saying, like you said, I'm going to get 50 and I'll keep 50. That relationship will never work. You don't give 100% of who you are as a person, as a giver, and you say, you know what, I'm going to give my all. And yes, some of you girls and guys, you will get hurt. That's part of relationships. But at least you could look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what, like one of the guys said, I did everything that I needed to make it work. I could never look at myself in the mirror and say, I didn't do it. You have peace and quiet. Then saying, maybe I should have done that. Maybe I should have done that.
Ah, good point. That's right. The man and the woman, but the man too, because the caller was who brought up that situation was right on. Because if you can give 100% of your when you leave that relationship, you don't have to go back and say, oh God, maybe if I did this or maybe if I did that. No, if you did that and you did this and you gave it all, you said, I tried, not my fault.
Okay, bye. I have a question for you guys. Are you guys single right now? Joe, you single? Stan, you single?
I'll say I'm single, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. For you single guys, when is the last time that you dated a woman and kept money in your pocket? And kept the money in your pocket? You want to meet her, you want to talk to her, and you don't want your money to be an issue. When's the last time you spent any money?
I'm not quite understanding the question.
The question is, when is the last time that you were interested in a woman,
right?
But money wasn't an object?
Okay, are you saying I didn't pick up the check, or she picked up the check, or I took her to a place which was cheap, or I took what?
You could have took her to a place that didn't require money at all. You guys could have went for a walk. No, you don't have to spend money to go for a walk.
That long time ago, because most of the women that I meet at the normal places, the normal middle-class places, they don't like first dates to be like that. However, if you meet somebody online, you can go to a coffee shop. Because a lot of times, the girls that you meet online, they don't mind going to a coffee shop. But if you're going to meet somebody face-to-face and you make the suggestion, you know what, let's go for a walk, you know, if they're, let's go to a coffee shop, they don't particularly like that idea. They might concede to it, but they like the first date to be spent on them.
Okay, so Miss Charlotte in the chat room asked, what about the gym? Have you ever tried to take a woman to the gym to work out? No money?
I haven't. When I used to work out, I did it at my home.
Stan, have you tried to take a woman walking, anything that didn't involve money? Because a lot of the time, I I'm sure that women would agree with me. If I meet a man and he makes it a habit of spending money, because sometimes men do it without knowing that they do. They're looking so much to impress you and to figure out what you think and what you want that they're willing to spend their money without really asking. So a man might not ask. He might just assume this is the way I like it because all the other women he's met liked it that way. So instead of knowing that he didn't have to take me to a nice place, that I was down with going on the walking trail and just walking and talking, see, he spent money. So now every time I see him, he's down with spending money. He wants to go to the movies. He wants to go eat. He wants to go bowling. He wants to do all these things that involve spending money. How about not spending money and starting it off like that?
Well, if the guy's like that, Shasta, then if the girl is, you know, I don't want to use the term real woman, because a lot of people throw around real woman, real men. But if he's been spending money on her two or three times in a row and hasn't been pressing her for sex, and she realizes that this guy's a good guy, why can't she offer to pick up the check or, you know, next time or for bowling or for going out to dinner?
I mean, she could, true enough. I think I was just looking at it in terms of
well, even if the guy is throwing around money, that doesn't mean she has to spend it all.
I mean, a woman can get used to the fact that this man is just spending money.
Well, then if she's that used to it.
Hold on, guys, real quick. I'm looking in the chat room where women actually are. I know you guys are saying call in women, but there are like three or four women that are actually in on the conversation. And they're looking in terms of, you know, why going to go eat? Why do you got to go eat? Why you got to go feed her? She should have ate before she left from the house. Why you got to go feed her? Do something different.
Oh, come on.
Do something different. Show us.
Come on.
Hold on.
Why do you got? I love it.
Hold on, Joe. Before you judge it, try to do something different. I know you're saying, well, most women, nah, they're middle class. Yeah, they want to go somewhere and eat nice. Stop putting that on every woman, because most of the women you met, true enough, they probably did want to go somewhere nice, and they probably do expect that. But let's just throw it out there that you might meet a woman who was down with just going to go walk. You wanted to give her dinner and give her all these lavishing things that she wanted. But hold on, Joe.
Okay.
Let's just step back and just think that maybe this woman could be different from all the others that you dated. Maybe you could suggest something different to her from everyone else.
I have.
Like somebody in the room said, you can go on a bike ride. Go on a bike ride.
Nobody's listening. I have. The women don't do that. That's what I said. That
all
they
the
don't
women,
like it.
All women don't do that, Joe?
95% of the women are not like that. Introduce me to a woman who says, outside of somebody who's on the dating site, introduce me to a woman who doesn't mind the first date, maybe even the second date, just going for the walk. You think me, after the age of 40, you think I'm not up for that? I've been talking about that for a long, long time.
But do you not think that a lot of women would be up for that?
No, they're not up for it.
I'm going to say I'm a woman, and I really need other women to call in. I'm a woman, and one thing about a woman is we like for a guy to spend time. We like for you to spend time with us, and we like for you to talk to us. We like fresh air and flowers and sunshine.
I'm one of the women to call in. As a matter of fact, I want about 1,000 women to call in.
I mean, we like for guys to spend time and talk to us. But you're saying that a woman is not interested in a date where she could go walk in the park? I mean, hell, buy a 99-cent.
Really?
I mean, Are you
saying
that
you
got to
do, Shasta? You got to go on more talk shows and talk to the guys on the talk shows if you don't believe me. How about the caller who called, I don't know his name, Stan, I don't know what his opinion is about that. But talk to more guys and see what they would do if a woman said, you know what, I don't mind going for a walk. I don't mind going for a nice bike ride. I don't mind going out, you know, for a picnic the first date. Let's see how often these women appear in real life.
Well, we have somebody on the line, so let's ask them that.
Okay.
Okay, so for the umpteen time.
Okay, we're listening.
Is Mr.
Hello.
Or N.O. Low. Now, like I said, as far as that goes, whatever you're going to do, that's on you. A woman is pretty much going to follow your lead. If you tell a lady that you're talking to for, y'all mad and you're going to go on a date or whatever, hey, well, you know, don't put on any heels because, there's no telling what we might be going to do. You know, I mean, hell, we may go for a walk. We may go for whatever. You know, we might go, playing, what do you call it, putt-putt golf. Anything. See, all of that casting over bullshit?
That's for the bird. It's for the bird.
That's for the guy that's trying to overcompensate. He's doing too much.
Right.
See, a woman is going to play into the lead that you give her. If you give her the lead that says, oh, yeah, well, you know, I love doing all this lavish bullshit. You know, I never come down off the high horse that I'm on just to go get a slice and catch a movie or whatever. I get a slice and just walk around, you know. Because, I mean, to me, being from New Orleans, the simplest date, if I was a single man, would be to walk on Bourbon Street. Have a couple of drinks, walk, laugh, enjoy yourself.
And really get to know the person. And really
Absolutely.
Get to know you.
Absolutely.
It's just me and you. We're not in a crowded restaurant full of people. It's you and me.
And I think the best thing in the world would be to take your cell phone and leave it wherever you're coming from. Don't even bring your cell phone with you, you know. This way you have this person's total attention and vice versa. I mean, if you're trying to say something and she's texting or whatever the case may be or her and her girlfriend are talking because her girlfriend just old man just got caught cheating or whatever, hey, she can deal with that tomorrow or later on this evening. So, you know, that's the way I see it. I mean, it's not always about going out there and spending a bunch of money, you know. If that's the type of woman that you want, she'll be that type of woman. Because
please say that again. Say that again real quick for you. Please. if that's the type of woman you want, she'll what?
She will be that.
She'll be that. She will
no,
be that.
No, really, yeah.
She will be
okay.
that.
So,
that he's right, but he is so right, and all the women in the room are agreeing with you. We're all agreeing.
Our consensus of opinion doesn't mean a goddamn thing.
No, if you take the lead, like he said, you're showing me. I just met you. You're showing me what type of guy you are. So I'm reading into you like you're reading into me. If I see that you're the type of guy that's willing to take your time with me, you want to look at me in my eyes, and you're not worried about everybody else and what they're thinking. I'm with that. A woman will take your lead.
Oh, okay. How many women
would
do that?
Lots
well,
of
Well, I can say this with confidence that I've had my fair share. And as far as my wife, when I met my wife, I was down and out on my ass because I was at the lowest point of my life. I still kept everything moving as though it looked or appeared as though I was, you know, still at the top. But I wasn't. And even though she knew everything that was going on with me, that lady picked me up, walked with me, talked with me, everything. And as far as the lady that was saying, well, I wouldn't come and pick a man up, that lady came and picked me up, and we walked, and we rode bicycles. We did all of this stuff, everything that you can think of that didn't have anything to do with spending one dime.
I'm talking about keep it in your pocket.
Now,
but that
you
want
to if. You want to know if she's real?
Wife, now did you hear that, lady?
But he had to give it. He had to give her a chance. He had to put that out there for her to become his wife. He couldn't have prejudged a woman. He was real about who he was, what he did and didn't have, and she was willing to take the time with.
Well, I want to see a documentary where a camera crew goes into a club or goes into some social media place, and where the guys have got they got their degrees and the women have their degrees, and when they pick and when they exchange numbers, that the guy calls up the woman and he says, you know what, I really like you, I'm into you, I think we should go to the park for our first date. I want to find that. That I want to find out.
Well, Joe, I tell you what, it's possible. It's possible, and I can tell you, to go from being 19 years old with Acura and always having nice clothes and always every time I leave out the house, I'm immaculate. To go from that to now, I drive an F-150. I could care less about all of that bullshit. The woman loves me more.
You're married.
Than this. Absolutely. And the thing is,
but it didn't start out that way.
No, nah, because at 19 he knew, because he was indoctrinated like all of us were. In order to get the girl, you got to be somewhat flashy. You got to have some sort of buck.
But he just
have,
told you he wasn't. He just
that.
Told you he wasn't.
Well, the thing was, I was at 19, and
right.
when I met her after that, mm-hmm. I met her when we were 25, 26, and after that, that's when all of this, all the things went down.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as far as everything went, when we got together, all of that bullshit was behind me, and a date consisted of going somewhere and enjoying each other, you know, not just trying to go somewhere and I'm going to take you to dinner, and if you order something off of that seafood side, I plan on fucking you.
You're right. I'm trying to take you home because you ordered more.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying, and what I need for other men to see, that this is the reason why we think good men don't exist, because every man is so stuck on all the other women that he meet that are so wrong that he's not willing to try something new with a new woman. Stops being stuck on all the women that weren't down with going for the walk.
So how
none
many
of them
like
were,
that.
The thing is, if you've used the same, Mr. Solution said, well, if you've been doing the exact same thing every time and it hasn't worked, it's time to do something different.
Mm-hmm. That's
totally
true.
Different.
So, Shasta, how many men are like that? The selfish men who, you know, want to bed you down, all that.
A lot of the majority of them.
It's very rare. Your statement of the generality of the majority, I'd say 95% is true, but my statement of 95% of women being narcissistic, that's not true.
Look.
I'm looking.
Too many guys call here to confirm what I just said, that they want to have sex with women to determine whether or not they can have a real relationship with them.
And
so
what's wrong
with
that?
What I'm saying is not unheard of. I'm just repeting what y'all saying.
Yeah, but
if
we said in order to have a relationship, that's different than what you were saying before, where a guy just wants to pump and dump. That's different. We want to have sex because, duh, it's in our DNA. And secondly, we want to make sure that the girl likes us, because too many of us have spent money. I'm not talking about lavish stuff, but just spent money. Spent money on a woman who, because she wants to go out and not spend money on a dinner, will go out. As a matter of fact, Rich pointed out, he didn't say it on the show before, but he pointed out on past shows, and I confirmed this, there was a woman who went out. She didn't want to spend money on supper. She got laid off. She got fired. So she went out with something like 12 guys a month for I forget how many months, so they could take her out to dinner so she could save up enough money to do whatever she wanted. Her goal was save money on food, don't get laid unless maybe she wants to, don't have a relationship. She's using like 12 guys a month. So if she went out for 4 months, 48 guys.
Let me let somebody in on a conversation, Joe.
Oh, you didn't want to answer that, Shasta? Oh,
okay. I am. I haven't lost you.
All right.
You're on. And Joe, I'm going to still answer what you said, though.
Okay.
I just wanted to let him in.
All right.
Nobody should want a free ride. So nobody should be looking for a free ride. But that just goes back to what N.O. was saying. You can find a lady and take her out and not be trying to take her somewhere where you got to spend money on her. So if you're stuck on women who are after money, stop taking them out.
I'm saying that if you've got the degrees, she's got the degrees, more than likely 95% of the time you offer to say, hey, let's go to the park.
So because she has a degree, she doesn't want to go to the park?
Absolutely, because her expectations are I've worked for this,
sounds
I'm strong and independent, and I'm not going out with a guy you can't spend money on me because
are
of that
you
entitlement
kidding me?
Factor.
Hey, Joe,
okay, well,
Joe, let me
maybe,
throw some
maybe it's your,
quick.
It could be your game. It could be that your game.
I don't have game. I'm not trying
right,
to be a game
right,
player.
Right, he's just being upfront, but let me throw some at you. That's why you have a lot of women that live in the suburbs that don't work. The soccer mom types that, you know, they don't work, and the old man, he probably got a pretty good job and everything, and she's getting everything that she wants at home, but she's still missing something. And so she'll go in, and she'll meet a guy that doesn't make hardly any money, and he can't hardly do anything for her other than spend just the little time that they have together to go and talk and come back. And, hey, she's comfortable with that because she misses something. I mean, every time we go out, we got to go do the same bullshit. It's always the same bullshit. We got to go to whatever this big time restaurant. No, let's go to where we met. Let's go to where before we had money and shit like that. You know, before you had that degree, you didn't always eat at all these bullshit ass restaurants where you had to spend all this money.
Right.
So,
one thing I'll agree with you, N.O., is that a woman who's been married, I found for like 2 years, she's the easiest prey. If you want to just get laid, find a woman who's been married for 2 years. But that's not a relationship. That's just getting laid.
Absolutely. I'll agree with that. I'll agree with that. But like I say, now, let's say the same lady that you're talking about, she married her husband after college. They both... Hello?
What happened?
Okay, yeah, there it is. They both were in college together. They can remember all the hard times, but he more or less has forgot about him because he's successful now, and he don't want to think about that shit anymore. So what he's going to do is he has an expectation of the privileges that he have now. He wanted to go and do everything that he couldn't do when he didn't have money. And now he has money, so his quote-unquote fun things, the value, the cost of them has moved up a hell of a lot. So I think, hey, sometimes you just got to break it down and say, you know what, we need to get back to a couple of basics. And I tell you, hey, don't make any plans tonight. I got something special. And, you know, just put your hair up. We're going to take a ride. You know, something like that. And normally this was the night that you guys would, you know, get all dirtied up and go somewhere and you spend a bunch of money on a dinner and then you come back home and you probably just fall asleep. But tonight, you're going to that place where when you didn't have any money, where you used to knock her socks off out there in the woods or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can agree with that. That could be nice.
Yeah. See. And you said it. A woman does not like harmony. And if it's too much harmony, then she's going to be missing something. A man, he's just going to go with the flow. Well, the bills are paid. Nobody's coming to take anything from the house. You know, hey, everybody's got their health and strength, so we're good. But it's still a little bit more to it than that.
Well, if she can't stand harmony, she got to woman up, because it's not a man's job to fill in the gap.
I'll agree with that.
And I mean,
don't think so both ways, because she has just as much to gain or to lose in this whole equation as he does, because Joanne is always out there. Jody's sister is always out there waiting.
They got it.
I mean, I agree. Like I said, a woman likes sweet,
drama.
Simple things. Sweet, simple things too. A real woman. I ain't talking about your hoes and everybody else and gold diggers and people who are out for ulterior motives. But real women like sweet, thoughtful things, and I think it's both sweet and thoughtful to take a woman somewhere other than where she normally goes with fellas, you know, like I said, for a walk. It depends on where you live, where, you know, y'all might have peace. I mean wherever that might be, but not a crowded restaurant where you feel like you're spending more than what you really have or you doing more than what you know you can do. let that woman know from the beginning what kind of level you're on and what you can and can't do. And if she can't accept you for that, then that's one of those it's time to let go type things. You need to let her know where you stand from the beginning. Don't start off doing things for her that you know you can't really be doing. Don't start off spending money going places that you know you can't really afford to do, but you're just doing it to impress her. Just let her know, you know, I don't really have money like that. And I will, I would like to maybe take you somewhere a little bit. I might like to take you somewhere a little bit nicer, but I'd like to actually start off by getting to know the type of person that you are. And I know most men don't do this for you, but you kind of special to me. So I wanted to take you somewhere else, you know, hold your hand and just talk to you. You don't mind doing something like that, do you? How many women are going to say no to that? I'd have melted right then.
Plenty.
You take me out and look in my eyes and just talk to me.
Yeah, on the first date, second date. You know what the woman's going to say? You know what you would say? This man's a con man. He's trying to get into my pants.
Not really. I really, that's opposite. I would think a guy was trying to get in my pants by taking me somewhere nice and buying me a whole bunch of stuff he can't afford. And then initially, I mean, my thing is, if you're trying to buy me anything, my daddy always told me, don't let him buy you nothing. Because once he buy you something, he think he got you. And that's the reason for wanting to sleep with you. So I'm not going to be accepting.
Why do you have a problem that the guy maybe wants to sleep with you? I keep on hearing you that you're keep on knocking the door because the guy wants to sleep with you. That's normal. You don't want a guy who doesn't want to sleep with you, doesn't find you attractive. What's so wrong with a guy wanting to sleep with you?
Look. The thought of wanting to sleep with me, there's nothing wrong with having the thought and keeping that to yourself. But if you intend not to turn me off, you might want to keep that to yourself until it's a more apt time for you to say that and not turn me off. But if I just met you, we don't know each other so well, and you make it evident that you want to get in my drawers, it could be a turn off, and it could be the reason why me and you can't be anything. Because
but
you didn't find the right.
Do you understand as a man that if you are not attracted to me, you're wasting my time. If you're going to come as a woman, you could be the coolest chick in the world, and I could have all the fun in the world because you're talking about dating and everything, but I could go to 5, 6, 20 dates with you, but let's say we go to different dates and we never sleep together, you're wasting my time.
Okay, and you're just looking to spend money for the time when I am going to give it up.
No, I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for somebody who's attracted to me and enjoy my company and is attracted. Both things.
So what if I sleep with you on the first date? Stan, if I sleep with you the first time you meet me, you're attracted to me, I'm attracted to you. Does that mean I love you because I go to bed with you the first night
no.
I meet you?
No.
Does it make you respect me anymore because I went to bed when you just met me?
Why would I not respect
the question? Baby. The question. Listen to the question. The question was: will it make you respect me any more if I go to bed with you when I just met you?
Yeah.
True.
Why would I have a problem with that?
I don't want to hear. Hold on, Stan. Stick with me. The question is a yes or no one. Will you respect me any more if I go to bed?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead,
fellas.
Yes.
All other guys on the line, all other guys other than Stan, are you going to really respect a woman who just dropped her drawers when she first met
you? Why would anybody respect you more for sleeping with them?
I mean, that's what I'm saying to Stan.
No, but you're phrasing the question improperly. You're asking if a man's going to respect you more. There is no reason for a man to respect a woman more for sleeping with them on the first or second date. The question should be, are you going to respect me any less? I'm not going to respect you more, but I'm not going to respect you any less. If you're good in bed, you're coming back the second time, third time, fourth. I want to see you. If you're lousy in bed on the first date, or if I've taken you out 3 or 4 or 5 times and you're lousy then, you're not coming back.
And let's say we do sleep on the first night, but you're a cool chick the next day. I mean, sweet, cool, and everything. You think I'm going to come in my mind, oh, I can't believe I put her on the first night. But she's the greatest chick in the next day. She's cool. Hey. She's friendly. She's smart. We have good conversation. She's
laughable. We're not teenagers anymore.
You think I'm going to be I slept with her on the first night. That was so bad. Really?
Yeah.
Are you still on the line?
Yes.
Okay. I have a question for you. Because I hear everything they're saying that sounds like a bunch of bull to me. I just want to ask somebody else.
In other words, you want a guy to agree.
I know what you
No, not really, but I want to look for another point of view because obviously you and Stan think the same, and I'm not seeing where that's coming from. If you meet him, okay, I'm just asking, and I wanted to ask, you know, this is a yes or no. If you meet a woman and she sleeps with you the first time, yes, yeah, she's attractive, all that, everything seems cool. You don't really know this woman. You don't know where she comes from, what she's done, and she might have told you she was single. But you, this woman slept with you the first night. Is she not the top of your conversation with your boys the next day about how easy it was to land that one?
No.
Not always, no.
No.
We've all
Why would you say no? Why the no? I want to hear no. Why was it no? Why would you say she's not the top of your conversation and you're not proud that you landed her? She was hot. You wanted her so bad. It was everything about her that you wanted. Why would she not be the top of your conversation the next day to your friends? I landed her, man. I'd been looking at her, man. I just couldn't believe it. And guess what? I took her home last night. You're telling me that you don't have those conversations?
You're bringing stuff into the conversation.
Let me see. The way she worded the question in the first place was kind of
a lot different, right?
Off of what Supreme was saying yesterday. And the thing is, I will not respect her any less. I mean, hell, what would that be? Well, who would I be to say something bad against her? I mean, it's the same way. I mean, hell, we don't know each other, but we went out. We had a hell of a time. We jailed. We enjoyed each other's company. And it was just natural. I mean, shit, what the hell is the use in waiting 5, 7, 8 weeks or months or whatever? Like I said yesterday, ultimately what's going to happen is, if I leave you, I get a little kiss on the cheek. Oh, I enjoyed myself. Yeah. I'm going to fuck somebody else any goddamn way. So
we glad that you say that, because that's why we women, that's why we don't want to give up the coochie when we meet y'all, because you've already got somebody that you're getting it from. So why do I want to be sleeping with you, her, and her? Because I'm not going to be the only one you're sleeping with. You're sleeping with somebody else.
It's not like that. But see,
How is it not? Bernie, if I don't sleep with you, you cool with saying goodnight, kissing me on the forehead, and finding the one who will sleep with you. So if I would have slept with you, I'd have been sleeping with you, her, and whoever else quickly gives it up to you. So with women, we have the mentality, we have that mentality. We understand that if we don't give it up as a woman, you're going to find a slut who does. So now we giving it up just like she does. So now women, we have a confusion. We're confused. We don't know whether or not to give it up because we like you, or to not give it up as to not seem like a slut or a hoe that you already been dealing with.
But what makes you think that you're a hoe and this and that because you give it up? If a guy judge you, that's the problem I have with women. Why would you want to spend 1 minute with a guy who's judging you? What would you want to spend 1 minute? Let's say the guy does see you like a hoe. Don't you think as a woman you'd be like, see you? I don't want to be your boyfriend.
But I
want to be your boyfriend? And let's say you meet out another guy and you sleep with him and he doesn't see you like a hoe. Yes. He sees you for the greatness that you are. Are you going to be mad and say, yo, I'm not going to do it anymore?
Man, I don't understand what you're saying. Look, babe, I don't understand what you're saying. And maybe it has to go back to you having a daughter. My daddy taught me from the beginning, why would I just go to bed with someone? That doesn't speak highly of who I am and my reputation or my character. He doesn't know you, so he's not going to take you seriously. So if let me finish. What are you saying?
That's why women, you got it confused. You think that what you have between the leg is a gold or precious and everything. It's not. It's not precious.
So, oh, my God. So you're going to tell your daughter.
Nothing like a gold. What's precious is what you are as a person. And sex is part of you.
You're going to teach your daughter to just be having sex because what she has between her legs is not precious. You're going to tell her, go ahead, because what you have
as a person is more precious than whatever she has in between the legs. The kind of person you are, the kind of woman you are. Are you a giving woman? Are you a caring person? That's the character of a great woman. Not between your legs. I'm sorry, what you have between your legs and everything doesn't define you as a woman. What defines you as a woman is who you are.
I didn't say it defined who you were as a woman.
But so many women do. So many women, you're twisting I'm not going to give that coochie until 6 months because I don't want to lose the respect. And then we find out, like, oh, I gave it up, and oh, I'm mad at the guy. But you never had to think that was
I want you to listen because you're the one who need to listen. You sound like the most old school. You sound like the youngin' of everybody because I want you to understand where I'm coming from and not misconstrue me. What the things that I'm hearing you say, it sounds like to me that you would tell your daughter that nothing between her legs is precious. Me, I would want to tell my daughter as a woman that what you have is precious, baby. And don't be so quick to give it up because he tells you that you're cute. Don't be so quick to give it up because he buys you something to eat. You need to hold on to what you got because there's so many people around here giving it up that come up with AIDS and herpes and gonorrhea and syphilis because he told her she was cute. I don't want you to just settle for being cute and being what his eye is on at the moment. I want you to know that this is real and that other things can come about from just laying down with someone because you're his eye at this moment. When you initially meet a woman, y'all are not trying to be in relationships with every woman you meet. You're not trying to do it.
We're physically attracted, but do you understand that not every woman we meet, we want to get a relationship because every woman we meet, we're physically attracted to them, and not every woman deserves to have a relationship.
That's right. And because every woman that you meet is not deserving of a relationship, she should also be not deserving of giving you her poontang.
No, I don't
if you don't want a relationship with me,
that.
I'm not going to give you my
because you make it, then you make it sound like what you have between the legs is the most precious thing. And then you know what you do when you do that? Then the same guy that's going to say, fine, you're going to make me wait 6 months, he's going to be the same guy that's going to talk to his friend and say, I'll wait for 6 months. I'll do whatever I do. But the 6 months and one day, you're gone.
Okay, look, let me go back.
There's
back
a simple solution to all of this.
A lot of y'all like to put
circles,
time on stuff.
There's
even
a simple
have to put
solution
a
to answer your question, Shasta.
What is your solution other than trying to get the draws, too? You and staying trying to get the draws. So what is your? How is your solution any
the
different
solution
than
the solution is very simple, okay? We guys are very leery about the gold diggers that people are using us. You're very leery about going to bed with guys because they could dump you or you can catch sexual diseases. Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
Okay.
And not because of dumping me, but because of the lack of respect. Put respect there. Because
the
a woman don't
want
to. Yeah.
Right.
Go ahead.
The thing is, men don't respect hoes who just sleep with everybody and they know all about it. You know, they're going around with 20 guys a month. But for every once in a while, a one-night stand, men and women do it alike. Nobody's going to give a shit about that. Now, getting back to the sexual disease thing, very simple solution. If you're a real woman, right, and if I ask you out, let's say I pay for the person because I asked you out, or it could be a free date, fine, okay? Now, again, I'm a skeptical guy, so how do I know whether or not you're using me for my money? If you, because you personally, you like to go out on the second or third date and pick up the check and let the guy know that you like him for himself. If women did that in general, and if they never gave up, well, not never, but if they didn't give up the pussy in 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, men couldn't complain because men are getting what they're giving. They're not being taken for a ride because the woman is picking up the check or going Dutch. That's the solution. How many women you know are going to volunteer for that solution?
Okay. I got two things to say, two different things. One came out of the chat room that how do you determine if a woman is a hoe if you sleep with her on the first date?
You don't
all
know
right.
if she's a hoe or not. We
all
don't
right.
give a
all
shit
right.
unless
all
we right. find out she is a hoe. Right. Other than that, like the all question right. you were asking, you don't respect her any less until you find out she's the town whore. If you find out, her reputation is, well, she slept with John
once on the first date. So what you're saying is you probably should have held her hand and went to the park and talked to her for a little while to determine whether or not she was a hoe.
You don't know. You're not listening to me. Okay?
Was.
You're not listening to me.
But Mr. Eric is back, so I'm going to let him talk. My point is made. I appreciate you. Hey, Nazda.
All right. Big Daddy's back now. The boss is here. You know what? As hell. You know what? I've been listening to this, man. I mean, I couldn't even get through my doctor's appointment because I had the dang on ear thing in my ear listening to y'all. All right, here we go. Stan, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, buddy, because you talking about sex and, sex ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm getting to know anybody. Number one, sex should be nowhere in the first conversation, second or third. I'm just going to tell you like it is. Now, y'all may call me old school or whatever, but I'm going to tell you the truth. Sex shouldn't have anything to do with it. You
so
should be getting...
You know, okay, so let's say sex has nothing to do with it.
Saying,
I'm going to what you're saying, Eric.
Listen, sex has nothing to do with it.
How do you know that this
saying,
woman likes you, is attracted to you? Let's say
she's attracted to you because she's sitting there talking to your crazy ass.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yes,
Eric,
it does. If a woman don't want to be bothered with you, she ain't going to sit down and talk to you.
Joe.
Come on.
Did I hear that? You think that just because a woman sits with you, she's attracted to you? You must be crazy, Eric. Really?
So why she sitting there talking to you then? Because what? You got money or something? What?
Because she's crazy. She wants entertainment. Because she's bored. Because there's many reasons.
Look,
many women
are...
Let's go to the bar situation, the club situation. A lot of women just want the drinks. They'll talk to you, get the free drinks, and move on. If anybody denies that, you're a freaking idiot.
Well, I mean, that's a given, Joe. Just like
that's what happens when you go to the social, when you go to the bars, the clubs, the normal social situation.
I'm not going to lie to you. If I'm sitting somewhere in the club and a woman walk up to me and offer me free drinks, hell yeah, I'm going to drink too.
Well, there you go.
I mean, that's common sense. But what Stan is talking about is something totally damn different.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, you're talking about, and you brought up just now, if on the first, not even the first date, if you're going to go to a girl in a bar in a club, right, even a respectable bar in a club, just middle class, doesn't have to be lavish, doesn't have to be upper tier, and if they're pretty enough and the guys offer them drinks, they're going to take the drinks, and they're not going to go home with every guy that offers them a drink, right?
Right.
Right. So that doesn't mean they're attracted to every guy. They may just want the drink. Some girls do this as a habit. Not some, a lot. Now, if you're out on the second date, I'm going to agree with you, Eric. If you're out on the second date, third date, or actually with Stan, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're attracted to the guy either. It could be, but not necessarily. Am I right? Otherwise, there'd be no such thing as girls. The groupies. You think the groupies are going out, like at the end, whatever, the basketball wives or whatever the freaking wives they are? You think they actually like the guys they married?
Well, hopefully some of them do.
You think they actually respected and understood and actually try to make the relationship work? Or do you honestly think
that
they were there for
the
money?
The ones that do aren't on the television, though. See, that's what you're forgetting. But wait a minute, Joe. I'm going back to Stan.
Because
I don't know, because Stan. Now, sex, like I said, sex shouldn't be nowhere in when you're meeting in a relationship. I mean, if you're sitting down or talking to somebody, that shouldn't have come up. Now, if it comes up, that's good. But as to make that the focal point, hell no.
But who said I'm making it the focal point? The point that I was saying is don't think that because you don't think I want to be with a woman who enjoys sex and who's confident in what she is. Let's say I'm having a good time with you and I'm enjoying the time and it does happen to that. Do not think that because I'm having sex with you that I think you're a hoe. And then a lot of women have that attitude, oh, I'm sure the guy's going to think I'm a hoe. No, that doesn't mean the guy thinks that you're a hoe because you slept with him on the first night.
Stan, so are you said you have to have sex with them to find out who they really are. Isn't that not what you said?
No, I said that even if we're having a good time and we do sleep together, she asked the question, would I still respect her? Because she thinks that if I sleep with you on the first night, suddenly I'm going to put you in the category that you're a hoe. That doesn't mean I'll put you in the category that you're a hoe.
Well, see. You know what, Stan? You just contradicted yourself from a couple of shows ago when you said, and you said it. Now, you said if you sleep with somebody and they were sorry in bed, you would roll out. That's what you said.
Yeah, if you suck in bed, of course I'm not going to be with you.
Well, how are you going to stay with them then? How are you not going to? No, Stan. Take sex out of it, Stan.
Okay.
Take it completely out. Okay? That's what I'm saying. You know, I mean... Golly, man.
Well, he didn't bring it up, but Eric, actually, Shasta asked the question. She said, if I slept with you on the first night, would you respect me more?
Exactly. And would you think I'm a hoe? And I said, no, I would not think you're a hoe.
No.
And some guys will.
I think Joe a hoe.
I wish I was. I wish I was. Sometimes I just wish I could go out there and say, you know what? I think I'll tolerate it tonight. Because I have a philosophy. If you don't want to talk to it, don't F it. Because after you F it, she's still there, and you got to talk to it unless you just...
How about beforehand, if you don't want to F it, don't talk to it?
That's what I'm saying.
So,
if you don't want to talk to it, don't F it. If you don't want to F it, don't talk to it.
You know, man, we can go around in circles about this, but I just like... Our friend Mr. Solution says all the time, and I agree with him on this one, sex shouldn't come nowhere in it. But you know what? It's all right, though. It's okay.
But nobody knows. But I don't think, I don't even think Shasta was saying if we introduce the topic of sex in the conversation. That wasn't the topic. Nobody here was talking about sex on the first date or even the second date. What Shasta was saying was if she knows that the guy is after her for sex, and if he brings it up, it's a turnoff, and I have to agree with her. A guy should not bring it up on the first date.
Okay. All right.
But
I agree with him, with Joe, with that. But the problem I had was, like, she keeps on going back to say, well, you know, I don't want a guy who wants me for sex. And I'm looking, why? Why don't you want a guy who wants you for sex? You don't want a guy who doesn't want you sexually. You don't want that. Trust me not. You don't want that kind of guy also.
Why? Why not?
The guy who goes out with the girl who's not attracted to her sexually is gay.
Exactly.
I'm not, hell no. I'm not gay, and I got plenty of female friends.
You're not going out
with.
On dates. When you went out with Shasta last night, it wasn't a date.
I mean, we did go out on dates.
Yeah, but it wasn't a date.
What was it then?
Oh, okay. It was a date?
Yeah.
To me, a date is when you go out. And then if you get to know each other, you end up in bed to share that expression of...
That's your definition of a date, but that is not what a date is.
Oh.
So what is a date?
All right.
A date is two people going out to enjoy themselves, to get to know each other. Sex has nothing to do with it.
All right. So after, let's say you like Shasta, she likes you. If one of you says no, that's okay with the other?
Say what?
If you continue to go out with a girl, let's forget about Shasta. I don't want to bring her into this, okay? I don't want to expose her life or your life. Let's say a guy goes out with a girl, right?
Uh-huh.
Goes out with her about 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 times.
Right.
And the girl continually says, no, I want to be celibate. Should that guy continue dating the girl who is not going to express her feelings for him sexually?
I would say yes.
Yes.
Continue to go out.
Yeah. If he really cares about her and really want to get to know her, then yes, he should continue to see her. Now,
okay,
he's all
so,
about
so,
booty,
so is that guy allowed to see other girls? Is that guy allowed to sleep with other women, or should he still be faith? Should he be celibate like she is?
Well, if he want to be with that woman, he should be celibate just like she is.
Are you crazy? Are you crazy, Eric?
Now tell me I'm crazy. You
are crazy. Really?
You are, Eric. Crazy. You're nuts.
No.
You're nuts.
Oh, it shows wisdom with that.
It shows wisdom. I'm not talking about relationship. We're talking about going out dating.
You're not even my girl, and we're dating, and we're not having sex.
That's the whole thing.
You're deciding to be celibate, and you want me to be celibate also because you made that choice? You must be crazy.
Come on. In today's day and age, come on.
That's the problem. Everybody keeps saying in today's day and age. Well, damn it, today's day and age.
This isn't the puritanical times anymore.
It should go on more now than it did back then.
Women have choices. They say the same. They want the same things men do, unless of course it's in their favor to deploy those double standards. But women will say, you know what? I really, really like him, but he's telling me he's celibate. I'm going to have to move on because I have needs. Well, guys have needs, too.
Not all women think like that, though. And it sounds like you're talking to a hoe if you're talking to someone who's saying
no. Here we go back with not all women.
Why is she a hoe?
Well, she's a hoe for one, because if she have needs like that and she's telling you she's not willing to... Hold on. Listen, though. Listen, Stan, you can't overtalk me. If initially when you're meeting her, this is a conversation that you having, and you tell this woman that you would like to be celibate, and she doesn't respect that enough to where she tells you, oh, well, I'm going to have to move on, then for one, that's telling me a few things about this woman. That one, when she meets men, she's just looking to have sex with them.
No.
Well,
No, that doesn't mean that. She said she's looking to what you're saying. You're saying you want to be celibate, and she's saying, I don't want to be with a guy who's celibate. That doesn't mean she's going to sleep with the first night, the second night, or the third night.
But that means it's her choice to move on, just like it's yours.
Right. Yes, she might
exactly.
not
move on.
Yeah.
Don't expect me to be faithful and crazy
because
you're celibate. Don't expect me that.
Just because someone tells you, listen, Stanley.
Listen,
Stanley. Listen, Stanley. I'm back. I will moot you. And I said, ooh. Now, look. All right? Stanley, if you meet someone celibate and you really want to be with them, you will wait. I don't care what the hell you say.
No.
Now, see, you saying no, so you know what that means? You pick up your bags and you move the hell on to the next one.
I won't wait. You're celibate.
Okay. You ain't got to wait. That's what I'm saying.
The only
saying.
Way
it's
I will
choice.
Wait is for my girlfriend and we're committed to one another. Accept that, and before being committed to one another, I do want to sleep with you. That's a must.
And she tell you,
you ain't
going to
be my girl, and everything
she
says.
And she tell you she's celibate, then what?
You have a problem with sex. No,
that's a
good way.
You're not listening. So here's my
solution to that.
Hold on, though, before you say that. Let Stan answer the question that Eric is asking. Answer that. Just answer the question that's being asked. Go ahead, Eric. Ask him the question. I want to hear the answer.
Look, okay, she tells you she's celibate, right? But you really like this girl. So what you going to just take, drop it, and say, oh, well, you ain't going to give nobody that long. But anyway, let's say, you've been outside your box and decided to wait a little while to see how long it's going to take for you to get the booty. Now, you know, when it's time, you know, you say, I got the ass. And then she tell you she's celibate, but you didn't develop feelings for this girl. Now what?
Okay, that's a good question. When Stan finishes, I'll answer that too.
Okay, I had sex with a woman, but I didn't.
No, you haven't had sex with the woman.
Okay.
No, the girl celibate, Stan. She's saying that she's
celibate.
Yeah.
But y'all, you have been, you know, you've been with her, let's say, 3 months, 4 months. All right, I'm going to give you, because usually for you, it probably ain't that long. But I'm going to give you 4 months, right? And now, you develop, shut up. And you develop a little bit of feelings for, you know. Now it's time for you. You want to know, can you get some booty, right?
Yeah, just wait 4 months.
And then you ask her. Then you ask her, and she say, no, she sells it. Now, what do you do?
Then I can't be with you. If I want to be only faithful to you and you want to be my girl? We gotta get that. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna give that being monogamous only to you to find out that.
Never mind. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. I'm assuming that this girl, I know her or I don't know her. Is this the first date or what?
You know her.
Okay, let's say I know her and I know that she's not bullshitting me. That she is celibate. She has been celibate. Let's say she has the same type of religious convictions that Shasta has, right? And I've developed feelings for her.
Yeah.
If she is sincere and we can go any place and I don't have to spend a whole hell of a lot of money, right? And she's, you know, she can pick up the check. She's suggesting different ideas. She wants to go to the park. She wants to go to Disneyland. She wants to go cook. She wants to have a barbecue. And I want to do it. And we share equally.
Or she's spending money too.
Or she's spending money too, right? Then I know she's not trying to rip me off. I can wait, but if I don't, if there's somebody I don't know, and on the first date, second date, she's telling me she wants to remain celibate, and she's not suggesting anything to make me feel that she's somebody that I can trust, she's got to go.
And you only trust her if she's willing to give the goods.
No, I just said if she's not giving it up, but at the same time, she's telling me, she's showing me that I can trust her by picking up the check, and if she's much, right?
Right.
That's different. That's what I said, Shasta.
All right.
I'm going to let you take over with that.
Oh, boy.
You know, every time I say something,
Eric,
Shasta,
the way you sound, it's like sex is not important, but sex is important to be in a relationship or before a relationship. Why
no,
would I want to be with somebody who's not? And why don't you talk about the women who don't like sex also, Eric?
A lot of times, that's where all the drama comes. Well, I'm going to ask you, Eric. a lot of times, is that not where the drama and disagreements and situations come up? Is because you've had sex with somebody, and it probably wasn't at time for you to do that. You didn't know them well enough before you went to bed with them. You should have known her a little bit better before sleeping with her, and then you would have known what you were getting into. But since you let your penis override your brain, you slept with this woman, and now you got a damn maniac on your hands.
Well, that goes back to what Joe was saying. You know, yeah, you got to be careful. But I want to give the bank to Stanley. Now, Stanley, ask your question again.
Go ahead.
Stanley, ask your question again.
No, the question is, the question I want to ask, you act like sex is not important. It's not part of anything as important before the relationship. Why would I want to spend my time with a woman who, because there's a lot of women who don't like sex, Eric. There's a lot of women who do not enjoy sex, and they come with a celibate thing because they don't want to be honest with you and say, you know what, I don't like sex. Stanley, listen.
There's a lot. Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of women that don't like sex. There's a lot of men that don't like sex. Now, but to get to you, sex is important in its place in a relationship, and that's once you have gotten to know each other. It's like a bonding period then. See, you giving yourself to them, and they giving yourself to you. Because believe it or not, when you have sex with somebody, you're giving a piece of yourself to them.
Yes.
And they're giving a piece of them to you. So that's saying, yes, I am yours. But in the beginning, Stanley, no, sex has no place there. Not at all.
So you're really just giving pieces of yourself out to people.
Yes.
Every time you have sex with somebody, you're giving another piece of yourself to someone. So by the time you meet somebody that you really would like to be with, you got pieces of you everywhere.
Are you crazy? No.
Come
guys,
on.
Man, we don't have that problem.
Come on.
We don't have that problem. That's why guys sleep with a woman Monday, Tuesday, a different woman every day of the week, and we have no problem.
Okay.
But here's the thing.
I don't know what you're talking about, Stanley, but okay.
Stanley and Shasta are both like, if a man or a woman feels that the sex is that important that I'm giving of myself to the other person, that's the attitude, then that's their attitude that they have a right to have. But at the same time, a man or a woman can sleep with a man or a woman and not give of themselves because it's fun just to have sex.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what?
I guess if you find somebody who just wants to do it for sport.
All right, you know what? We're going to end it right there. You know, we're going to end it right there. We're going to have to pick this up tomorrow.
I hope you two have another good day tonight, right?
Oh, whatever.
Because, man, no sex, no relationship. Yeah,
all right, y'all.
All right.
I'm going to get you that one.
I'll see you guys then.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Holla.
All right, y'all. Another great show. I want to thank Shasta for holding it down.
Always.
I understand she did a good job.
Thanks to everybody who hung out with me today. I appreciate it.
You know, I tell y'all, man, I was listening, boy. I tell you, y'all got some things going on. Y'all got some things going on. But it's okay. We're going to get to the bottom of it. Mr. Solution, I saw you there. You ain't want to get in, but I saw you. It's okay, though. But, hey, we're going to get out of here. Y'all have a great day. Find that special someone, hug them, tell them you appreciate them. And until tomorrow at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'm out of here.
Later.